For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Drunk. Thank you all for tuning in once again. Welcome to the number one sports comedy podcast on the net. I'm here as always. Joining me is the number cruncher, the ethnic guy on the show, Frank. What up?
Yeah, I feel like the fez of the group.
Yeah, you've moved up the chain.
Have I? Oh yeah.
You know, you were on the show. Now you're on the show. Now Ari and Tebow aren't here. You've moved to number two.
I dig it.
Shit just gets real. They're not here, or they're not alive anymore.
Well, we can hope for one.
We can hope for one. Frank, thanks for coming on. Frank's going to crunch the numbers. He's going to crunch some numbers for us. We have any stats or anything, boom. He's going to find out. If you want to call in, we can now take calls on all things on our All Things Comedy hotline. It's 323-282-7424. And thank you for tuning in live on PunchDrunkSports.com. Check out our website. It's doing great. We also have some great sponsors. As always, BetDSI. Do you gamble, Frank? Are you a gambler?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not talking like dog fighting or chicken fighting. I'm talking like real people going at each other.
Not like the classic traditional gambling?
Yeah, Hispanic
family.
Of your
family.
Your people.
Yeah, I like basketball. I'd gamble on basketball.
Basketball's it's a great sport. We're getting a lot of that. I've been betting a lot of NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of gotten hooked, and I've been betting UFC a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so funny, but when you bet, you get it right once. You're like, I'm the magic man. Yeah. And then you're like, I'm just going to pick these, and I'm going to win all the time. And then you lose one. You're like, everyone loses once in a while, and you just start noticing, like, okay, I've lost a couple.
You're like, I'm not that good at this.
Yeah, I've learned I won't bet. For me personally, this is just me. I'm fine with betting $50 at a pop.
I can see that.
I feel that's manageable.
Yeah.
I feel that's not like I got a problem, dude.
Yeah, what's your losing limit?
Yeah, $50.
$50?
Whether I'm going to a live table.
Oh, okay.
And blackjack, whatever. Roulette, you know, craft, $50.
Oh, I have to do $200.
So that's your limit, $200?
Yeah, $200. I always make sure to have like at least $200 to gamble with, and then I'm like, all right.
You have a maximum winning where you're like, walk away?
Yeah. If I have at least double of what, so if I have $200 and I come out with $600, I'm like, I gotta not do, or I'll just put all of the winnings away and then just keep the $200 and just keep gambling.
Keep gambling that $200.
Yeah.
Playing with that. My girlfriend Dana, she loves penny slots.
Oh, yeah.
And she's won up to like $2,500 on penny slots, which is almost like winning Mega Ball on penny slots.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That much money is a lot of that's a lot of pennies.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of pennies. But she won't call. I go, when you get up to like a certain number, call me. I'll come grab the cash. And give you still have more to keep playing, so you stay in the hot thing, but we can walk away.
Mm-hmm.
She never
does. Of course not.
So she'll walk away with $800, which is like, oh, it's great, but $2,500 is much better than $800.
Much nicer.
Yeah. So I've been doing a lot of parlays on BetDSI.com. Go to BetDSI, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get $10 betting cash. But, you know, you want the betting cash, that's great. Just use some real cash and then get your cash back. And then we also have Caveman Coffee everyone's favorite coffee. This Caveman Coffee is everywhere. I mean, everywhere I go, I see somebody's rocking some Caveman Coffee shirt. It's great coffee. And that's just a guy who works hard, Tate Fletcher. So support them. Use Punch Drunk Sports promo code and go from there. And then we also have the Amazon links. And I just realized something. I just bought Final Draft on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I didn't even use my link.
You didn't use your own link?
What an idiot. What an idiot. I'm such an idiot. I just realized that the other day. I was like, fuck, I could have got money back on my own stuff.
Did you kick yourself in the ass, like, immediately when you found out?
Yeah. I was in a mall in Minnesota.
Did you shout out loud? Were you just like, fuck?
I did this. No! For like 5 minutes, people came. We heard somebody yelling, what? Ah! Yeah, I was really upset. I could have used that $4. We would have gotten back from that big buy. So that's it, man. And I'm working on a new sponsor. Do you guys think, I'm going to ask you guys, and I'll ask Ari when he gets here, if he ever gets here. Jesus Christ, Ari. It's 210. 210. I'll be another 15. You can start or wait. But I got to leave at 2 exactly. Okay, I get that. Because our good friend, did I already say this on the podcast? Or did I just say to us? What he's doing today. I'll say it again.
No, you said it to us.
And I'm super excited to announce, if you're listening to this live or day of recording, our good friend Ari Shaffir, or a.k.a. Jew Magic, is going to be on Conan O'Brien tonight, 11 p.m. Check it out. I don't know if he's doing panel, like he's doing the couch, or he's doing stand-up. Mm. I think he'll do couch. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
Do you want to make a bet on this?
If he's going to get couch?
Do you want to do couch? Do you want to take couch or doing stand-up? What do you want to do?
I'll take couch.
Oh, man, I want a couch.
I know you want a couch. I think we just want the best for him.
Let's bet a dollar. Let's bet a dollar. And I'm going to go with that he is doing couch as well.
Do we have to log into...
BetDSI?
Yeah, BetDSI.
Yeah, that'd be great. BetDSI is really cool in that they could do live weird bets.
Really?
They did bets on my live... Rock and Pole World Championships, which is my karaoke pole dancing world championships.
A lot of Filipino winners.
Yeah. No, dude, you know who pole... I'm really surprised, man. The best pole dancers are crazy white chicks.
Yeah.
They just take that shit so serious.
Yeah,
because
they...
Because white girls see it as an art.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was going to go with they really hate their
ethnic dad. Girls just are like, yeah, give me that money, dog. Give me that cold cash. White girls are like, I'm a ballerina using the pole. Holy shit. Frank, do you want to take a call?
Yeah.
All right, man. Frank and I want to take a call until Ari, a.k.a. Jew Magic, gets here. Hi, you're on Punch Drunk Sports. Who's calling in?
Tripoli.
Yeah, yes, that's my name.
This is Chad Dumont from Cleveland, Ohio. First-time caller.
Joining us, legendary rock DJ out of the fucking... Cleveland, Ohio, my good friend, Chad Zumach. A lot of people call him the Sam Tripoli of the Midwest, everybody. Just to let you know, he tried to get that Twitter handle, but it was too long. How are you, Chad?
Good, Sammy. What's going on Punch Drunk today?
Chad, real quickly, I don't know if you've ever done this before, but you're on the phone with a Mexican.
Ooh.
Yes.
Who's this Mexican?
This is Frank, our Crunch the Stats guy.
Yeah, surprisingly, Mexicans can do math.
By the way, he's Mexican, but he looks like ISIS's social media guy.
Yeah.
Hey, something to say about those ISIS's beheading videos. Like, it's obviously horrible, but the video quality is amazing.
Dude,
stepped it up since Bin Laden.
I've always wanted to do a comedy short about ISIS's social media guy and how they get instant access to everywhere, and they have the best promotional guy out there.
Because you know there's got to be like a hardcore just video editing team.
Yeah.
Who's just like really smart.
Yeah. And he's just like, trust us, man. We run beheading video, then we put cat farting, and people love. So, Chad, you're calling.
Did they outsource those jobs?
Yeah, that'd be so funny if ISIS is hiring Indians. Hello, you have reached the ISIS's hotline. I am Khamala Halahaklia. You ever do that? You're like, where are you? Like, I'm right down the street. What's the weather? You know, they always try to act like they're from your hometown or something like that. So, Chad, Cleveland, is in the news constantly. A lot of crazy stuff going on. We can get into the Magic Man real quick. Johnny Manziel going into rehab. Is that a oh my God or duh? We saw that coming.
I think it's a good thing, and I think a lot of people that kind of come at Johnny Manziel. Well, first of all, he's brought a lot of this on himself. There's no doubt about it, because he was a great college player. He came out as a junior. He's not ready for the NFL. And when he came into this league, he was more of a celebrity, like a Kardashian, than an actual great NFL quarterback. And I think this is his last stop. He realizes if he doesn't do something about this, he's going to be next to Tim Tebow next year talking about the college games.
You know what I found so interesting? Like how the NFL and Hollywood are so different in that if you really look at the most hyped players to come in the NFL in the last 4 years.
Da, 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 da.
Look who's here. Joining us, a.k.a. Hollywood's number one Jewish rap group, Jew Magic, everybody. Join us as Comedy Central's This Is Not Happening, Thursday nights at 12:30 a.m., not p.m., a.m., the very funny Micah friend, Ari Shaffir.
Thank you.
Ari, and first time on the show, I didn't even know he likes sports.
I just
know he's a midget with a big dick. That's the word on the street. He's a Jew midget with a big fat dick. Please welcome my good friend, Benji Afalo, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Benji, you got a big dick?
That's what I've heard on the street.
It's all right.
Girth or length?
I think it's just very standard. There's no crooked. There's
well,
no
he's tiny.
His body, yeah, like a midget's head. Sometimes some people say it's just as big as our heads.
Yeah.
Now, I purport they're way bigger.
But what, still, midgets are big? Got a bigger dicks?
Heads.
Oh, yeah, like Brad. Have you seen Brad Williams' head?
Yeah, but
it's a third of his body.
But do you think, here's my question, do you think that's just because he's so short as a midget that it looks bigger, like Benji's dick?
No, I do think he has an unusually large skull.
I agree with you.
I say the same arguments to girls, and they'll still try to flatter me. But I use that argument as well.
Yeah, I hear you got a big dick.
Not that big. Hey, I bet you everyone here has got a bigger dick.
No, I don't. I have. We've talked about my dick is legendarily, there's
it's
been
smaller
debating.
Than normal, but it's high performance.
It's 5.5 inches long.
It's high performance.
I'm putting it out there. I measured 1,000 times. If I'm working out, I drop a couple LBs. I can just like, you ever like kind of just jump up and just kind of briefly touch the rim?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where my dick gets at 6 inches.
At 5.5.
But it's 5.5.
That's where you get a 5.5. The barely great.
No, I can really if I
Sam,
push
it's
it
okay,
in,
man.
Push the ruler in hard.
Dude,
we're
out
with legendary rock DJ Chad Zumach from Cleveland. He called in. We're talking. I didn't want to start talking Super Bowl until you guys got here.
Oh, we're so on the phone with somebody.
Yeah, Chad Zumach. You know Chad Zumach from Chad Zumach Enterprises.
Yeah, has he been quiet the whole time?
Yeah, he's just listening. Chad, you there?
I'm letting the professionals talk, but I want to back up Tripoli's dick because. About 5 years ago when Sam was in Cleveland, there was a girl that he hooked up with, and she told all her friends that it was the real deal. So I got your back on that one,
No,
Sam.
Because of performance.
No, dude.
No, because of performance.
100%.
I agree with you. Sam Tripoli will never not get hard.
Yeah.
I don't care what's happening. He will be hard.
And
That's what she's like, 100%. He probably fucked her 9 times that night.
What this chick told me one time, she goes, you don't have a
needle
big
a
dick,
thread.
But it does damage. She
yeah,
told me that.
Exactly.
I'm like, if I can get my dick get a Yelp, that would be the best review. Not huge, but will do damage.
You're an Uzi.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You're an Uzi.
A lot of girls say that getting harder is more important. That's what they say.
Of course.
They feel ugly if it's soft.
No, that's just because they're ugly. If a man is soft around you, it's only because you're ugly.
Or high on coke. Which I'm very blessed that my coke days, that my dick wasn't too big because it would never have gotten hard.
Dude, I had that trouble sometimes. You know how much it's like Atlas, the way you have to fucking hold.
Well, your problem is your nuts pull your dick you're down. It's hard to fucking lift that skin when you're lifting barbells with your fucking blood flow.
Yeah. Do you know enough sports for this, Benji?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
That's cool. Well, we're going to get into the Super Bowl real quick, but I want to just finish up with my good friend Chad Zumach. Johnny Manziel going to rehab. Good, bad, whatever.
Is he done? What do you think?
No, that's his last stop. I mean, it's what he's got to do at this point. I mean,
I didn't even know
he's
all shit.
At the end of the season.
He's an, he, he was you a know, man. Skip Bayless got a lot of shit because he called him an alcoholic And now he's actually going to rehab. But is it real rehab or John Jones rehab? That's my question.
We'll know in like 2 days.
All right, Chad. I don't know if you've done radio before, but this is where we
talk. I didn't hear anything. I'm in North Carolina.
Hold
right
on.
Now.
If you didn't hear anything, how did you hear me giving you shit for not talking?
That's a great point, Zumok.
You're supposed to set me up.
I did set you up.
With silence.
Yeah. Okay, real quick. Listen. Call in a little later. I don't want to get in the NBA right now because I want to get in the Super Bowl. But call in a little later and we'll deal with that. We'll talk some Cavs.
That's a good. Hey, all right, I love the show, by the way. How much did that opening cost?
Which opening?
The opening to your TV show with all the special effects and stuff.
What? Which one did you like the most? Yeah!
You got to do it mid-word.
See, this is what we do is we hang up on people on this show.
Yeah, especially when they start paying compliments or anything like that. It's
yeah.
That's the right time for it.
Mike Faberman got so pissed at us.
Oh, man, we kept getting disconnected. Sorry, man.
Hey, he kept calling. He's like, dude, I don't know why. I just keep getting disconnected. We're like, sorry, man. So tell us what you're going to say. Hang up. And then he saw him at the comedy store. You guys keep hanging up on me? I go, that's the show, dude. That's the fucking show. That's what we do. Benji, you know Frank. Frank is our Mexican quota. We always have to have a Mexican on the show.
Tax write-off.
And then we also... What? Another call? No.
Wait, hold on for a second. But if Nick Diaz calls, let us know. Because
I saw you yesterday.
You don't have that capability.
Okay. We're not going to take calls. I'd like to just get into some stuff real quick. And then we'll go from there. Real quick. Conan O'Brien tonight. Super excited.
What do you think of this outfit?
I think that's great. Perfect. It fits you.
I might wear a black cardigan on top of it.
You're supporting gay rights? What is that? Why is that rainbow riot? Rainbow in your asshole? What is that? A riot in your asshole?
Riot fest.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Just had it on. Are you doing panel or doing stand-up?
I'm doing stand-up.
Oh, I lost a dollar.
Oh, really?
We had a bet. And whether you're doing stand-up or panel.
No way. Panel goes way late. Ren Azizi's like... Did he even do panel? Did he stand up first on some?
I don't know. Either way, it's great. I'm super happy for you.
Thanks.
They just had Scolaro on. It seems like they're getting back. They're putting some really funny guys on.
Scolaro.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Dude.
Benji, do you remember that?
No.
Brian Scolaro.
No. Who's
no
that?
Memory of that?
No.
His girlfriend used to work the front bar. And then he would just be trying to hang out with the guys, and she was always like lovey-dovey on him and shit.
At the comedy store?
Yeah. And we were watching a game once, and we just hear her go, Brian Scolaro!
Who was his girlfriend?
I don't know. She was the old front bartender.
I'm trying to think of who that
He's
was.
He's so embarrassed by it every time I bring it up. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, God. Well, you got to keep
like,
bringing it
up. We were watching a game, and you pan down, and he's just like fully like kissing. Like
he's a great guy. He's crazy, though. Dude, he falls in love with some weird people. I would never get into it because he told me in confidence. But
who did he?
I can't get into it.
Oh, come on,
Sam. I would tell you off. I would never
Don't
do it.
Don't say it on the radio, but say it on a podcast.
Yeah. But he loves the... Dude, I used to love to do this thing. I love Brian Scolaro. He's such a good
he's
guy.
Very funny, very nice.
And... I just had this thing where he just hated following me. He just, at some point, he's just like, I hate following Sam Tribble. So one time he followed me and he just screamed at everybody. So he just threw down the mic. I'm like, I'm going to see if I can go as hard as I can. And I was doing this little room just bringing A shit.
Uh-huh.
I just walked
Dirty
him up.
Dirty say shit.
Oh.
And then,
and then just finally, oh, really? Oh, you don't like me? Oh, fuck this. I'm like, oh, that is the funniest shit, dude. That is the funniest shit, dude. I love it so much, dude. I'm telling you.
I love getting people mad that you know can get mad.
Yeah, it's so like you do with me on the show.
I guess you. I guess actually you're one of them.
Our whole intro is just me screaming at Ari.
I did. Remember when I cocked Brody? Were you there for that?
No.
I was cocking people, which is just when you put your dick or balls on their arm or forearm or something.
Oh, you pulled it out?
Yeah, and then like if they're like hanging there, you just sort of like in the back of their hand, you pull your dick out.
You
touch your balls against them.
Oh.
I think you put your balls on me once.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Taylor and Jim Painter would like distract people, like, oh, what's that billboard over there? And then you would turn, and I would just like and I would just put them on you. But Brody was like, don't do that to me. I've been molested. Don't do that to me. And it's like, we're definitely going to do it to you now. I mean, you're our number one target. You went from, we could be getting you to we're definitely getting you.
Oh, Ari.
And so I was on stage, and I did my entire 15-minute potluck set It was just a regular set, 15 minutes. And I had my zipper down and my dick out. I wore an extra long T-shirt on purpose because I know he was following me. And then I wouldn't lift my hands above my, like, waist.
Oh, just
I did all
flying.
My act outs, like, half out, half out. Yeah, so it covered my dick the entire time. It was out the entire time. And then I brought him up. And he kept doing the thing where he wants to play music from the side. And I kept, like, waiting, like, I'm not leaving the stage. So I could shake his hand. So he finally, she was like, oh. So he gets up there and he shakes my hand. And I just pull it right into my dick and balls. He lost his mind. He went the entire 15 minutes just screaming about how terrible the Comedy Store is and how he deserves respect. We gotta get Taylor to call in and say he remembers all the words and stuff.
That is the best. How many people were in the audience?
30, 40? Like plenty.
Well, how long ago was this? Yeah.
Oh.
You could tell by how many people were in the audience by what year it was.
Yeah, they don't know what time it is, too. Probably like 7, 8 years ago.
So funny, dude.
Right around, maybe 10 years ago, actually.
He really got
right
molested?
Ingram got there. Yeah, I guess so.
Like, have we ever found out what degree it was? Was it weird full on, or is it just like, hey, flick my nuts?
No, I think it was like degree antiperspirant.
He has a joke about it. He goes, the guy who molested me got 6 years. It would have been 3, but I got molested in a construction zone.
Yeah, I love that joke.
That's one of my favorite jokes.
See, Brody's an interesting guy because he is such a funny dude. He had his own TV show on Comedy Central, so he should be going earlier in the show. But his pacing is so different. Like,
disagree. Every once in a while, you got to go earlier. Doesn't matter who you are. Fucking do that pacing earlier. What's earlier? 9 o'clock? That's already fucking late.
Yeah, but dude, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with that to
once
a point.
Once in a while. You can't be late every night. Of course, you're going to become that comic.
There's something about going earlier, like I'd say 10:30 earlier,
yeah.
Where it's just like,
flex that muscle once in a while.
I'm just saying that's not his style. And not that he has to go at the end of the show.
I saw him go up once when I was working there in the main room at like before 10, and he even said it before he went up. He was like, right after he went up, he was just like, that was a little different, but it was cool to see him just go bap, bap, bap.
Yeah, he used to do that.
Yeah.
When showcase you go early, you gotta be like, bap, bap, bap. I mean,
yeah,
unless
there's no
you're
time
at
to like fuck
certain
around and talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's greatest hits time. That's why I like going at 11. 11 for me is the best because you've gotten your show, you've sat through 2 hours, you can't bitch about anything. Now we can have a little fun and light the place up.
I only say that for weekends. If you're here on a weekend, it's like date night, I'll do a real show for you.
No, I agree
with
that.
But other than that, it's like, I'm just working out. So you might get something brand new and you might not.
What do you do, Benji? How do you work it?
I just like people around. People in the audience is good.
Yeah, that is good. You do a lot of crowd work too, right?
I do. Like late at night, I've been doing crowd work, but usually I'm trying to do some material.
Benji has the best joke about Newtown that I heard in the entire time anyone's ever done it.
Hold on. He's got what?
Best joke about the Newtown school shootings.
Okay. Do you want to say it or do you want to?
Might save it for an album.
It's not so much a joke as just a point that school shooters should shoot up the special kid schools instead of the regular kid schools because it doesn't hurt our future as much. So saying Columbine, we'd have, we'd probably have some professional snowboarders by now.
Yeah.
And then in Connecticut, like accountants are probably, we're missing those, but if you shoot.
How's that go over?
Never goes over well.
No, I saw it go over good once. Because he did the act out too.
The act out when you get a call that your retarded kid died.
He's on the school shooting.
Like, you have to pretend like you're unhappy. Oh no, the retard. Crazy.
It's so funny. I just did Mall of America, man, and you do these. They've literally. And they were nice people.
But they haven't
the
been exposed to anything.
But they haven't. Yeah. They've really lived that Midwestern life.
Do you know the laugh factor?
And you're like, I smoked crack with a guy one time and he wanted to smoke.
And they're
my
like, whoa, this is your setup?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, what? Where'd this come from?
Like, hold on. Please. Please.
They
act like that guy in Saving Private Ryan that's getting stabbed with a German on top of him. And he's like, shh, 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 shh. No.
Totally, dude. I had the weirdest thing, man. You know, obviously, I'm not Ari Shaffir. I don't have this bunch of stoner emos come to see my show.
You have some stoner emos, though.
I have some.
That's like something a 70-year-old man with hip lingo would say. Damn emo stoners.
Yeah, like Lorne Michaels.
So, You know, I have a following, but, you know, it's still, it's not, I'm not going to.
All right, Sam, quit qualifying it.
No,
you're doing great.
But my point is that people come up, and this one lady comes up to me and goes, "My God, the show was great." And I'm like, "Oh, thanks." She goes, "I just came for a show, and I thought it was going to suck." And I'm like,
"Why would you come here?
Why would you come to a comedy show being like, this is going to suck ass?" And like, that just is to me like what people get from watching television.
Yeah, like, why would you even walk in then? Just go home.
Yeah.
If I think this is going to suck, why would I go to it?
Where was this? What city was this?
It was
Minnesota.
Bloomington.
Minneapolis.
There you go. There's nothing else for them to do.
It's the Mall of America.
Oh, yeah. It's the Mall of America. And those, oh, I guess they do have other stuff to do.
No.
It is weird.
Oh, at 8 o'clock, they could walk around the Mall of America.
They could do some power walking.
But think of it like this. People watch all these garbage TV shows of idiots doing stuff, so their entertainment sort of becomes thinking everything's going to suck.
But like, they're happy about it. Like, yeah. I thought it was going to suck.
Like, why would you come to the show? It's so weird, man.
Yeah.
It's so fucking weird. But the girl, you know what, man? We're all comedy sort of comics here, dude. And it's just like, it's such a blessing when you go anywhere to see like where we're allowed to hone our craft.
Oh, yeah.
It's just such a different level. I mean, you do you do the Cellar, which is, you know, another amazing club.
Yeah, but you can't hone your craft as much there. They expect you to, like, come on.
Bring the heat. It's kill time.
And you're like, all right. Yeah, it's not quite the store the same way like that.
I love that Ari.
The Cellar's great, but it's not the same as the store.
Ari's the best when you just talk to him about how he's dealing with certain things like Comedy Central. He's like, well, I told them to put the commercial here and put the commercial here and put the commercial here. This where they're like, well, we like the commercial. He's like, no, you're going to put it here.
No, I don't say it like that.
Only
Ari
does
here's why.
That.
Here's why we should put
and
it here.
And he's like, okay, go on.
Well, like Rogan had a story and it's like 8.5 minutes. And they were like, commercial breaks are between either 6.5 or 7.5. You can mix and match them however you want, but in the 6.5 to 7.5, that's it. And the last break is like 2. It has to be. So sometimes you're like, look, his story is 8.5 minutes. I don't want to cut it at all.
Yeah.
Can we just make it 8.5 minutes?
Did they make it 8.5 minutes?
Yeah.
See, this is what the So we're going to talk about a show, and he's like, I'm not going to do it for a while. I'm like, why? He's like, yeah, I'm going to take a little break. I'm starting to think that maybe you just like doing stand-up,
I love
right?
doing stand-up.
Yeah, I get it.
But it's like too many other things. One other thing is fine, but like, all right.
Like what? It's like writing another show, your podcast, and
yeah,
all that?
Yeah, the podcast and editing stories. Fucking 9 months of editing people's stories over and over again.
It would have been cool
God,
if you could get an editor
down.
You trust. You're like, oh, this guy gets
really
it.
Really trust. And there was a couple guys that like got it pretty much, but then still they don't have a comic's eye. So then sometimes you're like, that takes away their joke.
Dude, that opening of you running from the was one of the baddest ass things
Thanks.
I've seen. It was
yeah,
so cool to see
cool,
you
right?
running like I was like, that's pretty cool. I've known Ari since he was an asshole, you know, I mean, he's a really good guy. And it was so cool to see you. It was so well produced.
Every opening's different.
It's really good.
The director's
dude.
A crazy maniac. He didn't just do a new opening, he did 8 new openings.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, I want to do it. I'm like, all right.
So what jokes? You don't have to go into jokes, but what are you going to do tonight?
I'm going to do a bit for my special. I'm going to do about camping.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that ties into porn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, tune into Conan tonight.
Oh, I love your Pornhub about the leaving the reviews.
Yeah.
That's a great bit.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks.
That's a great bit, dude.
Thanks.
So,
Thank you.
We just had Super Bowl.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
That was crazy, right?
Okay. Is there any way we can play back that second and one?
Can you run videos on that? No, we're not there yet.
So you're saying you can, but you choose not to? Okay. I'm hearing a lot of, all right. Fine.
Hey, here's what we're going to do. The Mexican's going to find it and just hold it up to the camera.
No, play it for us. Play it for us. Fuck it. 95% of our listeners are just listeners.
This right here. Benji, how are you doing while our Mexican is crunching numbers?
Benji, did you watch
good,
Super Bowl?
I watched parts of it. I'm not really a football guy.
Such
are
a
you
good
any
game,
sports
though.
Guy?
Just baseball.
Ah. Oh, we'll get some Dodgers.
Doyers. Hey, dude, what a game, though.
Dude.
That's what everyone's saying.
I mean, amazing.
Here's the thing. I was flying the whole time.
Oh,
and
no.
And I landed at the halftime.
Yeah.
So I got
to stay in the bar?
I just drove home and listened to it on the radio.
Look
it
at this. Look at this. Okay, you're lining up in shotgun. It's the 1 yard line.
It's unbelievable, dude.
I get the ways to play, but like.
But see, dude.
They're throwing out.
I don't know if you guys are into any.
Or ways
of,
to play with the quarterback sneak.
Yeah, yeah.
Just quarterback sneak at half a yard.
The notion.
I get stop the clock, but then.
The notion that
use your timeout with 17.
There's so many options. There's so many plays.
You don't put the ball in the air.
The notion that you have another play, you could just have another play. I know it's, it happens a million times.
Spike it then.
You have to fucking. Every chance you get, you got to put that ball in. You have the number one defense. They have 20 seconds left after this play.
Don't they have the number one running back?
Yeah.
He's the greatest. And he just got you 5 yards, 4.5 yards.
The truth is.
Almost put it in.
Pete Carroll outthought himself.
He tried to get
fancy.
Well, they lined up in goal. He said they lined up in goal line, and we weren't expecting that. I was like, well, what? He might have just misspoke because it was the moment. But, like, what did you expect him to line up at when you were at the 1 yard line?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? How else are they supposed to line up? Of course we're going to line up that way.
If you run a bootleg, you have the number one running quarterback in the NFL and the number one power back.
How about that? How about just run out? If you don't see anything, throw it out of bounds.
Yeah.
How about that? Just run out. Let him block for you. Let Marshawn block for you. If you see it, take it. If not, out of bounds.
100%.
Then you
still have a whole nother play.
There's a wasted play, but you can get in.
So what happened? They got fumbled or something?
Here's what happened. So it's...
This is a great... The story about what happens, the
they
kid
came all the way
amazing.
Back. They were down 4, so they can't get a field goal.
Who's down 4? Seattle?
Seattle's okay. Down 4.
They
on
caught
the one.
A pass, a 30-yard pass. They're just trying to get with 31 seconds left, or 50-something seconds left.
It's 20, about 20 seconds.
No, but before this, they caught a pass where it bounced off a guy, hits off, they all fall, hits
it's
off
like
his leg, and pops up without hitting the ground, and fell right into his hands.
Still legal.
Still legal. Like, never touched the ground. Crazy catch. Mm-hmm. Then, next play, Marshawn Lynch. Goes to the 1, from the 4.5 to the 1.
It looks like he's broken open and they got
how
him.
How much time's left?
20 seconds now.
No, yeah, they've let about 25 seconds tick off the clock. And now
that's
setting
a big
up.
Problem, too. They ran
a lot of time.
Too much time.
But I get it. You don't want to leave New England with – well, they had 31 seconds of the half, and they scored a touchdown. Mm-hmm. New England will only need 3 and 3 timeouts. I was actually surprised New England didn't call a timeout.
Yeah.
Save yourself like 55, maybe 45 seconds, you know,
and with so a chance what happens for a field here?
So here, instead of – running with that's the running back, the best running
Benji
back in football.
Right now is like Roseanne Barr on 9/11, where she was at her log cabin for 2 weeks, and she gets back. She's
this
like,
is where the
"So
plane
what's
hits.
Been going on?" They're like, "Oh no, a bunch of planes hit." Hold on, what happened? Planes hit a fucking building. Like, this is
so everyone in the world
number one watched moment on television. 116 million people watch this
in America.
So you're one of the. I've always like
one of the majority. One of the majority.
Million? Yeah.
You know what stat I heard? What's the most? What's the most eaten food on Super Bowl Sunday?
Pizza,
wings.
Pizza, wings. What do you got?
Hot dogs. I'm gonna go nachos.
Nope. Steak and potatoes because most people are not watching football, and they're just eating their regular steak and potatoes on Sundays.
Whoa! Fun facts with Ari Shaffir.
Now. Everyone in the world expects him to just run it again. But now he lines up in the backfield. Instead of lining up right there and just handing it off to his running back, he's lining up in the backfield, which is almost always a pass.
Yep.
And people are like, what? What? He's a running he's a running receiver, too. He's a running quarterback, too. He's
not the number one running quarterback in terms of actual yards got. Here we go. Enjoy this. One more time.
This is where we find out my iPad's terrible.
Here we go.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, hold on. You just got to do this. There we go. It will run again. It will run again. That's what vines do. They, see, boom. This guy reads the route, cuts him off, steals, and intercepts the ball. See, this guy, boom, reads the route, sees what's happened.
Done.
Now, this guy that just stole the ball or intercepted the ball hadn't even gotten drafted. He's from, like, South Alabama State.
And if he throws it better over his back shoulder, that's a completion. But
and he should have put it right here, and he put it too high. And that's what I was listening.
But he's still not making it. He got tackled. So even if he gets it, you're talking about you didn't pass it into the end zone. Even if he catches it, look where he gets tackled. Let's say he caught that ball. Look where he gets tackled. Look where the Seattle receiver gets tackled. He never makes it in.
Yeah.
So it's still not just as bad as his Marshawn stuff.
I totally agree with you.
With so much more risk.
The conspiracy theories going around right now is that they wanted Russell Wilson to get the MVP and not Marshawn Lynch. Which I
No, the fucking receiver would have gotten it.
No, if they would have won the championship?
No, that receiver, that fucking, the guy who caught the touchdown at the end of the half, the one that twisted, those are some great catch. I think
Here's
he gets it.
Here's an interesting thing about this. The guy that... goes to catch the ball, 83. I forget what his name is. He was working at Reebok a year ago.
No way.
Yeah. And the guy who intercepted the ball didn't get drafted. came off their practice squad.
Oh, what a fucking ridiculous way to end the game.
Pete Carroll overthought himself.
Overthought himself.
Just that like conspiracy sounds right. Conspiracy
well, you know, he's in ridiculous. The conspiracy theories.
No yeah. way.
Carroll. Yeah, he's a truther, a 9/11 truther.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean Russell Wilson's not getting fucking.
That was a very awkward looking play. Like, I watched enough football to know that you don't usually
if that was
see
true,
that.
They wouldn't have given it to him on fucking weird. First and goal from the 5.5.
I agree.
That's when they would have passed it.
That would have been a better. I mean, like, I was watching Around the Horn on ESPN. They had the Asian guy. I forget what his name is. He brought up a good point. He goes, if you play enough Madden, you know that slap pass right there is going to get intercepted every time.
Yeah, you'd want to do a pass to the side. What's
and that's
that called?
What, a fade.
Yeah, you don't put the ball in the air.
Betsy, who doesn't even listen, watch a lot of football, is saying what everyone's saying. It's like, if you're going to throw the ball,
throw it out.
You
throw it out.
A fade.
Throw it out. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Changed the legacy of everybody on that field. Everybody on that field's legacy.
Here's what
changed.
I said. Who's Curse? Is that the guy who cut the ball off his feet?
Yeah.
Is that Javon Curse?
No.
Okay, Javon different
Curse was the freak who played for Tennessee about 10 years ago.
Yeah. If they punch that in on first down or second down, if they just punch it in, that guy who caught that crazy pass, he could be a fucking sports radio guy in the Seattle area until he's 80.
Yeah. Well,
he could own a car dealership or something. Remember that great
Dave
catch
Tyree.
That got us a Super Bowl? Yeah, exactly. You always have name and lore, and now nothing. Just some catch somebody made.
Well, that kid who caught
nobody
the intercepted that him. Ball.
Yeah.
Never's going to have to work a real job again in his life.
Right.
He's going to be either doing some morning radio
catch.
Or he'll be coaching somewhere. That changed his life. Yeah. Tom Brady got the MVP and he gets a big car. He gave it to that kid.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay, because also when he gave him the car, he's like, Tom Brady makes millions of dollars a year. What's a $57,000 car to him?
Yeah, that kid's like, Jesus Christ, changed
have
my
to
life.
To sell Reeboks again.
Yeah.
That's fun and it's a good story. I give it to him. Also the taxes. Let him pay those as well.
Yeah. So, and then, hey, this is how boss Tom Brady
I wonder if the
is.
Fucking idiot government wants to take twice taxes on that.
Why?
Well, they gave Tom it to Tom Brady, and it's like, okay, now he's got to pay taxes on that. You're giving it away. It's like, well, that guy's got a new car. He's got to pay taxes on it.
Tom Brady, taxes
fucking
on that
assholes.
Thing would even, he farts that every day.
He does fart it in Gisele Bündchen's face.
Well, the best part is, like, Tom Brady went out partying that night. He made Gisele Bündchen go home.
Yeah,
that's how much
did.
Of a boss man you are.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, greatest supermodel on the planet. Fucking go home, watch my kids while I go party with black people. That's really
yeah,
what
that
it is.
That is really cool.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how boss that guy is.
Damn.
And everybody...
Are we all going out? I love partying because I'm a party person. I'm known as that.
Yeah. Go home.
Go home.
Wait there for me.
The stove self-cleaning needs to get turned on.
And she makes more money than he does at this point.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
No
she
way.
Made... Cause
how much? Look it up. Yeah. How much does the Gisele Bündchen make? I bet $2 million or less.
Have
a
my
year.
Money ready, woman, and clean it for me. Clean the money you
go home
hand.
And take care of those kids.
Command the maids to clean my money.
Well, let's get into this, Ari. How about the Joneses family?
Oh.
How amazing is, you know, John Jones is, UFC a light heavyweight champion, the youngest person to ever win a belt in the UFC.
No. John Jones?
Yeah, John Jones. His mother, I did a joke on my CD.
Oh,
about,
she makes $47 million a year.
Oh
16 more, 16 million more than Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
$47 million?
Wow.
Yeah, and she apparently, doesn't get out of bed for less than $128,000.
A day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, she literally is too weak from anorexia to get out of bed unless she's promised that much money.
And he wrecks that. Wow. And then he sent her home. The girl who's willing to go hang out for free normally charges $150,000. Go home, bitch.
She has, like, endorsements or something. She gets signed
by... She's the queen of the Victoria's Secret models.
I see.
Like...
Oh, really?
Remember when
that's
Playboy
it.
Was
probably
the big
owns a piece
one? Now
that.
It's, like, the next level
yeah.
is the Victoria's Secret models. They make... Playmates look like fucking day shift strippers.
Wow, 47 million.
And I've said this about like models.
Victoria's like, Secret must sell a lot of large to XL fucking laundry because of her.
That lingerie looks like a Halloween costume. What
I
want to
look like
at?
That. Well, you won't.
Ever.
One time when I was in college, my
what's that coming out above her waistband? Nothing? Yeah, that's right.
Nothing.
One of the we did a our fraternity did a sorority party where we with them, and one girl I felt so bad. I felt so bad for this girl. She's a super big girl, and she came as Catwoman, and it was just uncomfortable to look at, and nobody wanted to talk to her. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, somebody, you need a friend that will talk you out of this. You should have a fupa when you're dressed as Catwoman.
Probably a witch. A witch is loose fitting, big hat.
Yeah.
Those are pumpkin if you're a fat chick.
What are the good costumes on Halloween for fat women?
Fat pumpkin, alley Catwoman?
Pumpkin, chick who dates black guys.
The shower curtain costume.
Pin cushion. Pin cushion.
The Karate Kid.
Yeah, it was really and I talked to her for because I just felt so bad.
You didn't clean up shop?
Molly from Mike and Molly, you could dress as that.
That was even too fat for me at that point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think fat women comes with age, right? Get older?
Nah.
I think when you're young, you're more insecure and you won't do it.
I mean, like, I dropped dick on everything, so I was like, I didn't care.
If she offered you a BJ in the car, would you have taken it?
And nobody would know, probably.
Oh, and nobody would know.
Do we got a call? Local. It's a local call?
Yeah, take it. Let's see
who it is.
You're
Hello.
On Punch Drunk.
You're on Punch Drunk.
Hey, Ari!
Who is this?
I think it's Katie from New England. Katie, the old waitress.
The fucking Patriots. The fucking drinking since Sunday, Ari.
Oh, my God. How drunk are you? You've been what?
It's Black Dick Katie, everybody.
Katie Seabury. What? Oh, man, Katie.
Jesus.
You're drunk, huh?
Katie,
I've been fucking the party going on next year.
It's not even 1 o'clock, guys. It's 12:45.
Oh, Katie. Are you at home or are you in L.A. now?
I flew back to fucking Boston because I got to fuck for a lot of these fucking Patriots, Ari.
Yeah, you got a lot of fucking to do, I'm sure.
Now, how excited were you, Katie, that a black guy intercepted the ball? To win the championship.
I love black guys. I'm trying to find Malcolm Butler so I can fuck him for that interception.
Yeah, 9.5 soft. We know your standards.
Yeah, that's her Twitter handle, right? 9.5 soft.
Yeah, 9.5 soft. Katie, where did you watch the game?
I was at a fucking bar in Boston.
Where, outside Montauk or something?
It's called the Greatest Bar.
The Greatest Bar?
How is Coke in Boston compared to L.A. Coke, Katie?
It's fucking pure here. It's pure as the fucking snow outside my window.
That's nice. Hey, congratulations, Katie. That's really amazing for you.
Katie.
It's a big fucking win. I just try to fuck as many fucking NFL players as I can.
Yeah, will you settle for just black guys randomly at bars?
Athletic.
Yeah, if they tell me they played high school ball.
Now, Katie,
get back to the community.
Real quick, you told me a great story about the time in college where you went on a trip with, I think it was a football team, and these four guys all thought they were going to fuck you, and you showed them by only fucking three of them. Can you tell us the story about that?
I've never heard that story, Katie.
Yeah, the one guy was a fucking loser, so I wasn't gonna fuck him, so I fucking showed him my fucking his three friends as hard as I could.
Wait, in front of him or something?
He was in the room two of them.
Then he got bored, probably figured a lot of the same thing.
Katie,
I looked over at him, I said, you know what you're fucking missing?
Katie, you know that a lot of us want to know, how haven't you gotten pregnant yet? You've been with so many black men.
It almost seems
physics say you should have had at least a couple kids by
now. You think
now.
She fucks with condoms?
No. Do you think she fucks with condoms?
No, but she did.
What are you even talking about? What's condoms? What the fuck is wrong with you?
You told me a story once that some pro boxer was at the store, and he wanted to fuck you, but neither one of you had a condom, so you're like, no, I'm not going to do it. But otherwise, you would have fucked him in your car.
Marvin Hagler from Boston, Mass. And I was like, you want to fuck me with no condom? Why would you just fucking eat my asshole in the belly room?
What did he say to that counteroffer?
He stuck his fucking black bald head in between my ass. It looked like fucking Louis Gossett Jr. back there.
Katie is such a romantic.
So, Katie, let's talk about like how you grew up in a racist white Boston, loving big black dick. How was that?
I grew up in the same town as Jay Larson.
Jay Larson from the Crab Feast.
How do you spell,
yeah.
How do you spell Jay Larson?
Larson.
It's L-A-A-A-A-H-S-O-N. Larson.
Yeah. Bing, 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 bing. I'll give you points for answer. That.
We got to get a bell in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a back of bets in here.
Growing up, it was hard for me. No one liked the fucking blacks, but I fucking felt bad for them, so I threw them some pussy a lot.
A lot.
That's nice. Katie, what did you think on 2nd and 1? They just got 4.5 yards from Marshawn Lynch, nearly punched it in. What do you think when you see him lining up shotgun?
I was so upset after that circus catch. I went to the kitchen and I just downed a bottle of fucking tequila. And I missed the fucking play.
Oh, really? That's such addictive behavior when you're going to miss the giant thing. I mean, they still had, you know, 4 downs to stop them.
Yeah. Were you nervous when they were basically 2nd and 1 yard to go on the goal line? Were you nervous?
When I came back, I saw that guy Malcolm Butler's delicious black cock had intercepted the ball.
Is that what you thought?
Delicious.
I can't believe he intercepted that pass. What are they doing throwing that pass? God.
Belichick's the master of preparation. He knew the road. He jumped it.
Yeah,
that's,
I guess so. I
a
guess
moment
so.
Of clarity from Katie.
Yeah. Did you see them trying to bait Belichick into talking shit about Sherman? About what's his name?
Richard Sherman?
Yeah. Not Sherman. Who's the Seattle coach?
Pete Carroll.
Yeah. Do you see them? Were you surprised at all? He goes,
long.
No, I mean, you know, whatever happens, happens. He goes, I know, but were you surprised at that call on 2nd and 1? Were you surprised at that? He goes, look, we're prepared for everything. So, no. It was just like, you could see him saying, hey, dude, I'm not selling out my fucking colleague.
Yeah.
Quit they asking me to say. Along. Yeah, quit asking me to say he was just bonehead move. I'm not going to do it on live TV right after he
I
lost.
Wouldn't call it bonehead move when it basically gave me a Super Bowl.
Yeah. In your face, Jeff Dye.
Hey, Katie, let me ask you something.
Benji,
I know
have any
you only.
For Katie?
What?
She's pretty lit
you
up.
You know Benji?
Benji Flowers,
yeah, Benji
giant Jew cock.
Fucks a lot of fucking waitresses.
Who
Benji,
does he fuck?
Do you fuck a lot of waitresses?
No.
Which ones does he fuck, Katie? You've known over the years.
I've only fucked one waitress.
One of the fucking waitresses is his longtime girlfriend.
Yes, that's true. I did have a girlfriend.
Oh, so now all of a sudden he's fucking the waitresses. A second ago you said you weren't doing it.
Who's your girlfriend? Who was your girlfriend?
I used to date Marie. Remember Marie?
Katie's lumping him into a looping him into a fucking conundrum here.
Katie never. I never slept with
Katie.
I got
you backed into a fucking corner.
I mean, is that why is that a rule that you can't sleep with waitresses? Really? And then, from what I understand, Mitzi used to hire ugly waitresses.
For years.
And now the waitresses aren't ugly.
No,
so
Mitzi
if
only
anything,
hired.
It's not my fault.
Mitzi hired only ugly waitresses for a little while to stop Argus from fucking the waitresses. Only because of Argus, because she was fucking Argus, and she wanted him to stop fucking the waitresses. So then, what she settled on, because the other comics revolted, it was like, "What are these ugly waitresses doing here? That's bullshit." Just because Argus fucks them, so Argus loved blondes. So she wouldn't hire
blonde waitresses,
or if she would, they'd be ugly blondes.
Well, the waitress that I slept with was.
Blonde.
Here's the
what
thing
amazing,
about the comedy
what
store.
What amazing body she had.
Yeah,
dude. But nobody's got a better body than Roe.
Rose?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I
Rose like
how you tried to code name it.
I don't know.
No,
yeah,
she
Ro.
Listened. Roe. I love.
I know, but Marie
Rose
had,
has got the best body.
Rose
I mean,
has
dude,
a great
you,
body, but
she's got a phenomenal body.
Yeah, but Marie's body was.
Well, they're different. Rose is like Eastern European.
Super stud?
Came from rape. Stuff.
Yeah,
came from rape. That's yeah, a body of rape.
Kind of, she's got that toughness to her body.
Yeah,
where it's good.
She
but it's like
she comes from
a little...
place where she's not used to having rights. Is that
yes,
what you're saying?
Exactly.
No. But in the
oppression.
In her history,
she has a sex body of oppression.
Yeah.
There's probably like 3 rape births in her past.
In the past, yeah, Albanian.
Yeah.
And
her, in her last like 50 generations, there's probably like 3 rapes.
Her
in there.
Son will rape.
You know, how Jews have bar mitzvahs. Albanians have rape fest when you're
okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rape fest?
Yeah.
Rape fest 13?
Rape fest 13. She's great. Here's the thing. The comedy store is
remember
different.
When you had a rape victim in a studio talking about their rape?
Yeah, that was a classic. We had dildo corn. We had Tebow with a fucking giant dildo on his head with a girl coming in talking about getting raped in the alley.
And when she walked past, and within 3 minutes, she was opening up about her rape.
Yeah.
She walked back in an office building. We just waved her in. What? What? And within 3 minutes.
She's like, yeah, so I got raped. And
Katie,
like,
have you ever been raped?
You can't rape the willing, Ari.
Yeah, that's so true. Katie, has there been any comics you wanted to fuck at the store, but you just, it never happened?
There was a time I was trying to fuck Chris Tucker for years, and I could only fuck his friend, Mr. Cooper.
Wait, didn't you start fucking Dean? I was going to say, have you ever fucked a white guy, but you and Dean, what was the deal there? Were you guys fucking or no? The old manager, Dean Gelba.
I was trying to fuck Dean Gelba, but he wouldn't pull the trigger.
What do you, really?
Why were you trying to fuck Dean? What you mean? You had a gun to your head? What are you talking about?
I was on a swamp with black guys, so I tried to switch it up for a second.
Katie, you were in real estate for a while. How's your real estate career going? I know you sold Steve his place.
Oh my God!
I sold Steve and Azizi a great condo. I gave him a deal.
All right. Well.
You got anything else? Are you looking to buy?
You hung up on Katie.
She was loaded, man. She ain't gonna remember. She talked about what she was talking about.
I feel bad for her.
See, the Comedy Store is different than any other comedy club, in that you can fuck the staff and nobody gets mad.
Nobody gets mad. It's just like whatever.
It's a different thing.
The only people that get mad are the other staff members who wanted to fuck that comedy.
Yeah, and like you don't know if the manager is in love with that chick. And she,
here, it doesn't matter. Manager doesn't do the hiring or firing.
Yeah.
They got nothing to do with
it. Comics actually at the Comedy Store have more sway than at most comedy clubs.
Unless you fuck somebody eBay's fucked. Then you might get
You mean
trouble.
Those hard fives?
Hard fives.
That guy falls for hard fives.
I don't get it. He loves
it's like,
a five.
Dude, looks, she's somebody, a five. Why are you crying that?
But I'm comfortable around fives.
He likes a five that couldn't slip into four. You know? Like she's like into five a little bit. You know,
she's full five.
Yeah, if she had a partying for a few days, she'll still be above a five.
Like solid fives. You can't shake it. With makeup, without makeup.
But on her wedding day, she's like a six.
Dude, Benji, you've been for a
wedding day sixes.
Yeah,
that's a
with
good phrase.
3 hours of makeup.
With glamour shots and mist, she's a six.
Yeah.
You've been at the Comedy Store. I love watching Chris D'Elia get off stage and just see all these chicks surrounded,
swarm,
basically applying to see whose meat he's going to slam.
Give me your jeans.
It's so amazing,
Give
right?
Give them to me.
I'm never there that early to see when he goes on stage. But it is cool. It is. You do see the girls who show up for the guys.
Yep.
And they get
the
it.
The guy.
And
wait, no.
There's
they
some
sh-
other
wait.
Guys that girls show
wait,
up
who?
For there.
Who?
There's some good. There's some good. The good-looking guys.
Like Mike Costa?
Wait, girls show
Theo
up.
Theo Vaughn? I'm going
hold
through
on,
the list.
Hold on. Question. They show up to try to get with them, or they've already been with them, and they show up because this is the guy,
they're
these are the girls they bring around.
Like, that's my guy that I think he's my boyfriend, even though he won't.
But they've boned before. It's not like they show up looking to hook up with D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia chicks show up going, tonight I'm going to bang Chris D'Elia.
They've already banged him.
No.
You're saying hopefully tonight he's playing and
yes.
hopefully tonight
they
I'll go home with him.
They see his name on the marquee and they fucking bleach their asshole.
They shave
and
their
they
puss.
Yeah, and they show
before
up.
Before they go to the Comedy Store.
Yes.
My guess is a lot of social media stuff can happen with a hot fan when you're one of those guys.
Right. So
and
probably
then,
sets
and then
it up
he'll be like,
time.
Yeah, I'm here whenever, da 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 da.
Well, I'm at
like,
the Comedy Store, show
by.
Up. Show up tonight, I'll be there.
Yeah.
And then he can get a view of them. Right, but they show up hoping.
Dude, I came out one time. And, dude, he was just surrounded by five chicks.
Wow.
And he was just talking to them, and they were all just kind of giving each other catty looks.
Because he told them all to come?
No, they show up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. That's
they
dope.
Just show up.
Give that guy a fucking statue.
And he's
I
like, I'll talk
shit.
To all of you. I don't care.
Yeah, that's
dude, I was in Tempe, and I was walking on the Tempe campus, you know, just fucking holding my boner down.
Yeah, oh, dude, Cocaine University.
God, everyone there is so hot, too.
Right?
And that's the exact age range I'm into.
Well, now
everyone
you got
is.
TV fame,
everyone
so you got
is.
A shot at a lot of those girls. You have
yeah.
that TV fame.
But I saw one of the
midgets.
Signs in the ground, and it said ASU sorority sponsor night, Chris D'Elia, next Thursday at the Tempe Improv.
Oh, my
and
God.
Just imagine the fucking line.
He can't fuck all of them.
The Hunger Games.
I feel like he could.
To get to his cock.
The Hunger Games.
Oh, that's so funny.
The Thirsty Games.
The Thirsty Games.
The Thirsty Games.
We should do a short. All these hot fighting.
And it's you all these girls Chris fighting D'Elia. Over Chris D'Elia. Maybe Chris will make that short with us.
Yeah, I think we should.
Maybe if we say, hey, we're going to do it as a one-off. Can we make the Thirsty Games?
Yes. I'll send him a text, see if he'll let
I'm going to do it right now.
That would be so fucking funny if we shot that. The Hunger Games with fucking Chris D'Elia's dick. That's great. And you know what, man? I'm sure there's some people like, fuck it. But at some point, you just got to be like, that's amazing. That's fucking amazing.
Everyone wants that.
Yeah. And you know, it's just like, I am not that guy.
Right.
I mean, I've had fans that I've fucked, and fucking fans is great. It's the easiest push you'll ever get. It's like, this is too easy.
So what? That's the fucking 9 years of poverty, Sam.
Right.
That goes, it's an investment for the future.
It's just mind-blowing to me.
Too easy's not... I don't understand. That's like fucking Somalians coming to America, and then you take them to Ralph's, and you're like, yeah, let's get some steak for later. And he's like, hold on. Wait, hold on. You just pick it up?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You're like, you just take it over
there.
You
have to hunt it?
Give it some fucking bills, and then... Wait, hold on. No. That's too easy. No.
What is this? This is amazing.
What do you mean? Too easy.
I start crying. Oh my god, that is so great. That is funny as fuck.
A revolving door of beautiful women.
Can we talk about Tony Hinchcliffe and how this fucking kid?
Yeah, it's Gossip Central today.
Is on fucking dude, he won like $2,000.
$2,000? Doing what?
Playing roulette in Vegas.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He says he bet on 9. He just kept hitting.
Really?
Yeah. And then he won the final square in...
Oh, Hinchcliffe, that's right. Got $450. You know what that square has turned into? I don't know where you guys were watching. Were you watching somewhere where you had the squares around?
Yeah.
So you could see them? It turns into like... Once you get a score. So everybody knows the box scores. You know, you just get the final digits. And so then it's like... Let's say it's 27-20. Like, okay, who has 4-0? Who has 0-0? Just in case. Who has 7-3? Who has 7-7? So you can see who can get what based on, you know, what's happening. And then you root for people. People go like, oh, KT Tatar wins if it's this. Everybody goes, aw. But then you feel like, Merv might win. Like, that's cool.
That's so funny.
To see everyone status.
Yeah, you end up rooting for and against people.
Dude, I had 8-8. I'm
who
like,
the fuck
I'm
is that
done.
Guy? Amir K, you can't get a room rooting against somebody more. Any of the good-looking guys,
is
fuck
that, because,
that.
Oh, so you root against because he's good-looking, not because he's Arab.
Anyone poor you root for? Anyone ugly you root for.
So where do you fall now?
I haven't won a quarter since we've started doing this.
But
13
like,
years
am
ago.
Am I rooting for you because you're poor or because you're ugly?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Did you play the squares?
I did not. I usually do.
You just don't care for football.
Yeah, I talk about it on stage too. It's just kind of gross. All the violence and the people keep getting in trouble doing terrible crimes. It just feels like, and then they're all poor, hurting their brains and stuff. It's just like, it's a little too gnarly.
It's glory, though, dog.
Yeah, I just didn't grow up with it. Growing up, I always felt like the football players were the bad guys. Like when you watch 90s movies, it's always like the football player is like the douchebag, mean guy who's the bad guy.
Yeah.
And so I just never got I also had a foreign dad, so any sport I did pick up.
Israeli?
Moroccan Israeli, yeah.
Ah.
So I just kind of picked up baseball, but the other stuff, just football.
What's this?
Grew up in L.A.
Is that
with
a
no
burner
real
phone
team?
From The Wire? What are you on right now?
Oh, you know my flip phone?
Jesus Christ.
And I grew up here, so there's no team.
You guys came.
No football
were you
team.
Guys, were you guys fans of...
Wait, when did St. Louis...
20 years ago, they left.
How old are you? 30 now.
31.
Yeah, but
so you were 11, yeah.
I went to one Raiders game. I went to one Raiders playoff game.
Do you want Raiders or Rams back?
Rams? Are you kidding me?
No, okay. I'm a Raiders fan. I want Raiders back. This notion I was talking...
They're awful fans, man. They're awful people.
It's not the team. If you move Green Bay here, the fans aren't going to be suddenly good people. It's the city, dude.
No.
Whatever team you move here is going to have...
No, because the Raider fans that are here... are awful people.
No, but the fans...
The L.A. Raider fans are awful
but
people.
But, dude, if you brought Green Bay here, the fans would... Those fans would eventually become Green Bay fans, and
What I think what he's trying to say is the Raiders fans that are already here have already been ingrained so much in that like hip hop culture because like the Raiders coming to Los Angeles.
Yeah, Dodgers fans aren't as bad, even though they stabbed a guy. They're as a whole, they're not fucking ICP-ish.
Dodger fans are pretty awful.
I love the Dodgers. The Dodger fans are awful. I was like, this guy had fucking tattoos. He had Casper, the friendly ghost, tattooed on the side of his head. Not well
really
done.
Just
like
LA
kind
people.
Of Big Pen tattooed in prison kind of done. On your head.
I go to a lot of Dodger games. And even before the guy went to the hospital, it was even worse. And you really saw how terrible they were. And it's still... There's still obnoxious people. I see babies on the floor and shit at games. It's like...
Yeah.
Dodger fans
it's the city, not the team.
Yeah.
And whoever moves here, that's going to be their fan base. So this notion that they bring something worse. I hate to tell everybody, but the San Francisco teams, both Giants and 49ers, have stabbed as many people as the Raiders team fans and Dodger fans have.
Yeah. Really? So why do Raiders fans get such a bad rap?
Because it's like, first of all, the NFL just hated Al Davis. They hated him.
No, the fans get this bad. They're bad people.
There's just,
if I see a Raider fan anywhere in the country, somebody wearing a Raider jacket, I'm crossing the street to avoid
that
person.
It's associated with. Have you seen? There's a great documentary about like the Raiders coming in, and then also like
the black and silver. The colors go with like, fucking
NWA and like hip hop also coming around around the same time, and how like fucking
revering the worst
love
of things,
the Raiders, dude. And we're gonna be good next year.
Shut up, Sam.
We are.
It's been forever.
We're gonna get Cooper from Alabama, and we're gonna have somebody. Throw to, we're gonna be some bad motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Do you want the Chargers to move up here?
Yeah, no? I would love the Chargers. Oh, no, I like the Chargers being in San Diego because they're such a fun team and city. And
I just love that.
They love their team, but they don't crazy over their team. That's a good, fun fan base.
Let me.
If I go down
there,
unless they're playing the Cowboys, I'm always rooting for the Chargers.
Do you? Would you ever see yourself living in San Diego? Like, if you got to a point where you're like, Ari, because I think you're getting there where you don't necessarily
Dude, relax.
Have to be in LA.
It's special. Yeah.
No, you're getting the point. You got a TV show. You don't have to necessarily be.
Right, right. Yeah, I already don't really have to be. It's going to be the road.
Would you move down to San Diego?
Nah.
I would love to live in San Diego.
I mean, I'd go to the beach for a while.
I just
and shit.
Love it down.
I'd probably just go to Malibu.
Everybody's good looking.
Yeah, everybody's good looking.
And they're just nice chicks on there. You're like, yeah, let's go. And you're like,
if you make a lot of money in screenwriting, that's a good place to live.
I'm too ugly. Those girls don't go for me.
Fucking
San Diego girls
wads
are
of
shallow.
Cash. You got to. San Diego? No, I don't think
dude,
they are.
Rich.
I don't think they are. I think they're here. The hot ones are shallow. In San Diego, the ones aren't
totally
shallow.
Agree.
I think
they're just into drinking.
Shallow.
Oh, for looks, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Here's money.
I'm 5'6". Doesn't roll in San Diego.
But you got horse cock.
Well, that,
you
I can't
about
open.
That
I can't
on
open
stage, like
that.
Ladies, I know what you're thinking. 5'6". Just know I got horse cock, and just watch. Smile.
I get insecure because of like what you guys said that that even if someone does say that about me, I still feel like oh it's because I'm short and that's you just think that. Like
who
I
cares?
Find it hard to believe that a guy who was 6 feet tall has a smaller dick than me.
Dude, Shaquille O'Neal is notorious for having a tiny dick.
What?
And I go.
No way.
Yeah. I go. It's got to be just right. It's just got to look tiny for his big body. They're like, no, it's not a big dick at all. I'm like,
no way.
God hates you. If
Can
he's
we
done
find
that.
A picture of Shaq's dick? How is Katy Perry's floppy tits all
oh,
over?
I
it?
Love her, dude.
You love her
Me
in,
too.
In stuff.
I
in
love,
things.
Listen,
you
let me
seen
tell you why
ones?
I like Katy Perry.
No, they are
She's
great.
The
I'm
only
just
one
joking.
Of those like pop people that yeah. doesn't seem to take herself
too seriously
so
at all.
She's not like, I'm trying to be edgy and crazy.
Yeah.
She's just
like,
I sing
fun.
Songs and I got fucking melons.
Party rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally
she has a lot of hits.
I like her too.
Yeah.
Who's dating her? John Mayer still?
No. They had written breakup albums about it, I think.
Russell Brand.
I fucking love her, dude.
Yeah, me too.
You know, just the problem is you could, not that I even have a shot ever, but I couldn't date someone that famous. It's just, you can't go anywhere.
For a little bit.
I would just slam ham in her and go home.
Lady Gaga's hot too, I think.
I wasn't a big Lady Gaga fan, and now I kind of am.
Do you see the Tony Bennett stuff she did? It was actually really good.
She had a great ass for a while.
She still does. She's a little more meaty now.
I'm weird. I'm a Miley Cyrus. I just love those teeth. And
right.
the fact that she loves doing... She just loves taking pictures of her doing coke. It's the most amazing, craziest shit I've ever seen.
What do you like about her teeth? That was a weird thing to...
Dude, I'm a huge dog.
I like
I'm
how
a teeth
much
man guy. I'm a teeth guy, too.
Is.
That's
I
why
love
I'm asking.
Big fucking teeth, dude. And uh-huh. like, I'll go up to girls who just have fucking, like, fences in their mouth, and I'll be like... I just got to tell you, your fucking teeth are amazing. You just see him going, are you picking up? Because, like, their whole life they right. got shit on because of their teeth.
Yeah.
And I just love choppers.
Right. Yeah, I like mouths where the girl can't close her mouth and
Me
she's
too.
Always exposing her teeth and she's, like, struggling to close her lips. I don't know why I like that.
There's That's one
like
of
that.
The many jokes I did
exposed
about
exposed teeth look.
Tony Hinchcliffe that nobody would laugh.
Now I'm looking at your mouth to see why you...
I don't have big...
I think we have normal mouths and yeah. so our genes are trying to get weird mouths just to mix it up.
Just big fat choppers.
Big fat.
Ugh.
What was
What's
your about?
Thing? You like
well, young. I like Miley Cyrus because she's crazy.
Yeah.
And because she's young.
And you let her, she'll let you eat your butt.
Oh, yeah. She'll push into your face.
Yeah.
She won't like, oh, yeah. Okay,
but the best
go.
Part is she'll fly you out to eat her butt.
Yeah.
She's like, go pick him up in L.A., fly him out to Vegas. I have to have him eat my butt.
Zounds.
Really?
Dude, yeah.
That story came out? No.
No.
Okay.
But she's insanely rich.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah. she was like the Olsen twins. Like, at a certain age, she was... Not a billionaire, but getting really close with all the merch and all that stuff. Now, here's how crazy rich Britney Spears is. You know how she does that Vegas show?
Right.
She doesn't live in Vegas. They fly her out every night to go do that show, and then they helicopter from the airport to the Planet Hollywood. She does the show. They helicopter back. She flies back to Vegas.
Or back
Britney?
From Vegas.
Yeah, back
Britney
to
Spears?
L.A.
Who?
Jesus.
Britney
Every
Spears?
Day?
Yeah. Every show. She does not stay in L.A. I mean, Vegas.
So I assume that show does really well there.
Dude, it's...
She probably has a place out it. By, like, her place in, like, where does she live? Probably in some, like... She doesn't go to the airport.
No.
Private plane to somewhere small.
Yeah.
Like one of those Santa Monica airports.
And then she goes home to her kids.
She's probably... Oh, her kids. That's right. She's
How
probably...
How long of a commute is that?
She probably gets out of the casino and is... home in 3 hours.
Yeah. She does her show.
Right.
And she can take care. She can be on her phone the whole time while yeah. she's like an hour of it. Actually, all of it. Just she's being driven.
Yeah.
Door opens.
I'm pretty sure the private jet has Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
It probably ends up a 7-hour work week. Now that you think about it, it's like she probably wakes up, flies, does the thing, flies back, and ends up being like a seven-hour day.
I wonder
Not work
how long
week,
her show is. Like, is it
two, three hours
most.
Max?
Really?
2 hours.
It can't
at the
be
most.
Too long. I mean, she's got a lot of music.
No, I think that's a lot. I would have thought it'd
two
be
hours?
Like an hour.
No way.
No,
no,
no
way.
That kind of costume
money.
Changes. Changes.
Fuck you, idiot, yeah. stupid.
She's lip syncing?
Yeah.
Well, I was just like, headliners do an hour. How much more you want out of somebody?
No, music, they go way Wait, longer.
How many like, albums does she have? She's got like
70, 80.
But she, yeah, I mean, those tickets are insanely expensive.
Like,
they
what,
gotta be
bucks?
Like
you know what's kind of
cheapest one has to be 150,
huh.
and then it just goes up.
Right.
There's no way you can go out there do four songs
yeah.
and leave, and everyone's
no,
like,
no,
"That
no.
was well worth it."
But they are kid, but they're adults too.
We got a phone call.
Yeah, I was just gonna say we've been shockingly like silent on the phone today from our buddy who lost on Saturday.
Do we have a phone call? Who's on?
We do.
What's up, dog? It's fucking Nick Diaz, dog.
Nick,
what's up, motherfuckers?
How you doing, man? I was just thinking you weren't going to call, actually.
Oh, I'm so happy you called, and we want to talk about Saturday.
Nick Diaz.
Yeah, dog. I'm still fucking partying from that fucking victory.
Hey, dude, I'm with you. You were champion.
You're
I thought
with him?
Won,
you thought he won all the rounds?
I thought he won every... I thought he won 6 out of 5 rounds. That's how I feel.
Nick, I'm your boy and all, but, you know, I'm scoring it pretty close to where the judges scored it.
Dog... Okay, then why did fucking Stockton throw me a huge fucking victory parade?
Because you're garbage people and you have nothing to celebrate in any way.
Motherfucker, dog. What the fuck did I ever fucking do to you, man?
Nothing, but I've been pretty on the record with not enjoying Stockton and the city itself. It's pretty gross. People
dog,
are terrible.
You're just like
all
those
Raiders
fucking
fans.
Dirty judges. By the way, I fucking know for a fact that a lot of those fucking judges don't even fucking like me, and it's a personal fucking vendetta.
Oh, really?
Fucking Dirty Larry is fucking this chick whose fucking cousin's best friend's brother knew one of these fucking judges, went to high school with him,
oh, really?
Said that he hates the fucking Diaz brothers.
Both you guys?
Yeah, dog.
Why do they hate you?
Oh, yeah.
Because we keep it fucking real, dog.
Oh, number one reason to be hated.
People hate it when you keep it real, dude.
I just realized now when people say people hate America because of our freedoms, that's the saying the same shit.
Yeah.
Just like, what are you talking about? I hate America because of your freedoms.
Oh, I posted that video of you killing a heckler in Washington, D.C.
Oh, really?
That was a funny bit,
Thanks.
Man.
So, Nick, what? How do you
talk to me about the laying down? What was that move when you did kind of struck?
I loved it.
You went to sleep in the middle of the octagon.
I just like, dog, let's take this shit to the ground because I know I'm going to fucking whip you on your feet. Let's see what you fucking got. And you wouldn't fucking take the bait, dog.
Oh, so you want Anderson Silva in your guard.
Yeah, he wanted
dog, it. I was bored, dog. I knew I was going to outstrike this motherfucker. Punches and bunches, motherfucker.
Punches and bunches, that's right.
What did Ronda think of the fight?
Oh, dog, fucking her pussy was dripping wet. I don't know if it's because of the fucking pregnancy or because she was real turned on by the fucking fight.
Dope. This is a fighter?
Yeah.
This is Nick Diaz, one of the best fighters in
the world. Some would say he's like number one in the world ever.
Yeah, dog, I'm number one in the fucking world. I mean, with this fucking victory, we can finally get that fucking super fight between me and fucking Shoney Carter.
But are you prepared to take out a man who wears basically boy shorts out there, little short shorts?
That's part of the reason I want to fight him, dude. I'm fucking tired of seeing him.
Shoney Carter?
Shoney Carter.
He shows up a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Tries to get recognized.
Doesn't he look like an alien from Star Trek? Here, you can watch this.
We're watching
your highlight.
We're talking
to this guy, the white guy.
7 seconds.
Are you white or Mexican, Diaz?
Diaz, man. It's Cuban-Mexican.
Dog, I'm half and half. Fucking half and half.
Half trash, half white.
Motherfucker, why are you taking these fucking shots at me, dog? Are you mad because I whipped your fucking boy Anderson Silva? Get over it, dog.
I expect you to show up more, man.
Silva won, right?
Silva won 5 rounds to nothing on 2 out of 3 cards.
Dog, yeah. Dude, I fight in the fucking court of public opinion, dog. And everybody knows I won that shit.
He outstruck
it's
you
politics, dog.
He outstruck you 108-80.
Anderson to fucking win, dog.
He outstruck
That's
you.
All?
He outstruck you 108-80. Significant strike landed.
That's the thing, dog. A lot of those were just pitter patters, dog. He was just touching me to get points.
Significant strikes.
It was like dog, he was fighting like it was a taekwondo point sparring match. I was out there to fucking put a man in the ground.
That's true.
Are you going to try to get a rematch?
What do I need to rematch this motherfucker? I already whipped him, dog.
That's a good point.
And you may actually have retired Anderson Silva. He might not fight again.
No way. You think so?
I retired Anderson Silva. Like, who else needs to get retired? I'll fucking put you in the ground.
So he might retire instead of like going and trying to one more fight, then facing Weidman again.
Dude, do you want to see him fight Weidman?
What if he loses? If he wins, like, cool, get out, retire, great story. If he loses, then like, fuck, man, I guess you met your guy you couldn't beat.
Just dude,
like
he can't. I mean, dude, like no disrespect, but at 40-year-old, I don't think he can beat
at 40.
Weidman.
You're
maybe
right.
Here's the thing, dog. I think he got a real good shot at beating Weidman.
Why do you think that?
I think he had a shot at beating Belfort. If Belfort could have actually not
pulled
out of this.
That's the fight they should make.
And beat Weidman, then Anderson can beat Vitor, win, retire with the belt, go home.
They should make that fight. That's a fight they should make.
They might do it now.
I've seen him break someone's face once, that Silva guy.
Yeah, kicked him right in the head.
The knee to the face.
That's the fight.
Oh,
that
no,
we
not
were
the
doing.
Knee to the face.
Oh, knee to the face?
He
no.
did the tie thing and he just fucking.
Oh, that was Rich
Franklin.
Broke this guy's fucking face.
I saw him do this. Here, hold on.
Hold on. Real quick, Diaz, I got a question for you. Talk to us about your victory parade. What was it like? Did they have other floats? Was Color Guard there?
They pass up meth.
They had a fucking big old float shaped like a fucking pontoon boat. It was just me. It was fucking my girl Rhonda. And just fucking having a good time, dog.
Where's Nate?
I mean, Nate's on the fucking float. Dude, Nate's everywhere with me, dog.
That's fucking great. Now, listen, if the Shoney car, was there any, like, I mean, was the mayor there? Any other celebrities that you love? Was anybody at?
Dog, Gil's old man is the fucking mayor of Stockton. Of course he's fucking there. The whole fucking crew is there, dog.
I'll tell you, boys.
The whole fucking town, dog. They closed it down. They shut it fucking down.
Your buddy, your buddy Gil was going to bat for you on the ESPN. Oh, my God, celebrity just walked in.
Who is it? Oh, Al Madrigal.
Yeah.
Al Madrigal.
Al Madrigal just jumped in.
Hey, we have a one Mexican limit in here, so if you get off the mic.
Get a
dog, is that motherfucker Mexican? What up, dog?
Yeah, here, jump on. We're with UFC fighter Nick Diaz.
Oh, wow.
We're talking, yeah, he just had a big fight with Anderson Silva. He thought he won. Ari thinks he lost.
I mean, he lost. He lost 5 rounds to nothing, and the significant strikes, he appointed him. Anyway.
I mean, whose fucking scorecard are you going off of on this shit?
2 out of the 3 judges. The other judge had a 4-1.
Yeah. I mean, we're going by the Nevada State Athletic
Commission. Yeah.
Commission.
Dog, which we all know is just fucking dirty, man.
That's true.
It doesn't fucking work out, dog. If you go to fucking Stockton, my grandma had some of these fucking rounds 10-3.
That's amazing.
The dominant round.
So, well...
That's where you're from, Stockton? Is
yeah,
that,
have you been to Stockton?
Oh, wow. I got chased in Stockton once. I did a gig, and I jumped a fence. It was all outside during the day. Right. And I told the crowd, crowds all started booing me. You know, like, so everybody, they said, one guy got up and goes, he doesn't speak Spanish! And then they started booing. And then I go, you know what? I just got paid and I'm being paid well. And I'm going to take that money and blow it in Tracy Outlet Malls. So everybody, fuck off! And they're like, go get him! I just jumped a fence.
What was the name of the show?
Oh, it was like a loco comedy jam.
You know, it was like,
I remember that show, dog. That was a good show, dog. You did a good job. I'll give you that.
Nice. Yeah, it was scary. And it's like foreclosure capital. I mean, that's in terms of growing up in a rough spot, Stockton is pretty hardcore.
That's what I'm saying. It's terrible.
It's as rough as it gets in California.
Well, his friend's dad is the mayor. Not Benji,
yeah,
the guy we're talking to.
Fucking
really?
Joe Melendez, Doug, the number one fucking ice cream salesman and the fucking mayor of Stockton.
Yeah. What did he run on? All ice cream for everyone? I will throw in popsicles. I will throw in a snow cone. That's right.
Now, Diaz, we got to get going. But real quick, if your next fight, I know you want Shoney Carter. I don't think he fights anymore. I think he hung up his thong. Who else would you like to fight?
I mean, fucking Trey Tilligman, if he's around.
Who?
You remember that dude he fucking had?
Yeah, okay. There we go. We hang up on callers. That's what we do. Al, nice. Welcome to the show.
I just popped in. I'm here to pay rent.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's get paid.
It's official.
It's official.
Rent is getting... Congratulations on everything. This is exciting shit.
Thanks,
you
man.
Conan?
Conan today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. Super Bowl.
What do you think of this outfit for Conan?
I think it's great. Stand up.
No? You just cringed instantly.
No, I didn't. I like it.
I saw your mouth cringe.
No, it just seems...
He's doing these support gay people that Hollywood does. He's supporting the gays.
You sitting on the couch?
No, I don't think so.
You're doing a stand-up comedy.
I'm doing stand-up comedy, yeah.
All right.
What do you think?
Dude, no.
I have other options.
Well, you're wearing that. I just don't like how everything's in a bag. I don't know. Is it all wrinkled up?
No, they got steamers. I already asked.
All right. Now you're
They're
good.
Steaming the fuck out then, of Union
then,
steamers.
Then it looks great.
Now, if he brings you to the couch, do you have stories?
No, that might just...
swim, right?
Yeah, you don't want that. Yeah, moray.
Moray. Dude, yes. TV people.
He's going to bring you to the couch. That looks like he should be working at a...
Set this shit on fire. Are you with me?
That's what I want. Set
this on fire?
Fine.
That's a nice chorus.
Do we need this? What is it? 1975 dad? What is this?
It's jeans and some cords. But it looks like he's working at like a Cracker Barrel.
Yes. Yeah. This with my sleeves rolled
right?
up.
The waist.
Sleeves rolled up with this.
No.
The
I like oh, that. If the,
this is the best shirt you've shown so far.
With these jeans.
No. No.
Maybe these jeans with that shirt, but other than that, yeah.
I was thinking cardigan over this.
What you got on.
This is
and
good,
then here's
Ari.
My other option, the exact same outfit I wore for my special, doing a bit off my special.
Yeah.
No.
I say wear what you have.
I think it's good.
And do all new material.
Do all new material.
Yeah. No, whatever JP approved is fine, I'm sure.
I figure I'm going to do it like a band where they're like, here's a track off a new
CD.
Dude, who cares? Just do your act.
Just
whatever you want to do.
That's
doesn't
what I
matter.
Care about.
Do what you want
Everyone's
to do.
In this like hour cycle of cranking out. It's like they're all getting lost just like the Comedy Central Presents specials did in 1993.
Yeah.
Everybody in 1993 Comedy Central had Presents. And so that's when Mitch Hedberg, Dan Cook, Gabriel Iglesias, Nick Swartzen,
Maren
put out specials.
Oh, didn't
all those dudes blew up.
Pablo Francisco.
Pablo
too.
Like that was around.
They
so
all blew up.
Because there weren't any.
Yeah.
Now it's like everybody's got a present audience. You couldn't
Half our specials are fucking
useless.
It's pretty much like premium blend.
You can't do stand-up comedy on the road if you have just a half-hour special. So now everybody's got these hours that are flooding the market, and it's difficult to differentiate yourself. Like, you have to do something special.
They're not specials anymore. They're not specials. They're just anymore. Hours.
They're just hours that are just in a sea of hours, and everything's getting lost. So it's time for us to fucking change it up again.
Well, what would be the change? I don't know. How do you put it back? Once it's out of the box, what do you do?
We'll ATC. All things comedy. It's got stuff in the works.
I got some ideas.
Boom. I love your ideas, Dave. Your ideas are the best ideas.
We just had something exciting happen. I hope a lot of people can listen to this on SoundCloud because I'm about to write Neil Brennan a check for $1,500. I know he needs the money, but all he's doing is pumping his SoundCloud link, and that's making him money.
I don't know what to pump.
What?
What's that? You know, if you send the link out just to that.
How does that make him money? SoundCloud pays?
They're doing a pre-roll Jaguar ad and high-end ad, so Apple and Jaguar.
Before the thing even starts running.
Before the thing starts running. So if you're listening to it on SoundCloud, an ad goes out, we split it with them.
Neil Brennan from Champs?
Champs.
Made $1,500 for how many episodes?
It was just a quarterly thing. Oh. So it's like it's money you didn't even know was there.
Money.
So money.
So how do we – okay.
Right, well, I'll talk to you about it, but now I'm finally on the sitcom that's ending soon, so I'm going to start.
What do you mean?
No, it's just we're stopping shooting.
Yeah, it's a –
What is this, year two, man?
Year two.
You know, you're always my example, the fucking matter of fact you are about all the sitcoms and stuff. You're like, you book one every couple of years. Hopefully they go. If it lasts a season, that's great. If it doesn't, you move on to the next thing.
You just gotta keep paying rent. Yeah. You just don't. Because people cry about... Well, you know, there was that... I ran into Jade in New York.
Uh-huh.
And Jade was on a show. What was the show? Benji talked
about Manhattan Love Story. And when it ended, she was very upset.
She was very upset. And I tried to talk to her and said, Jade, this is just one of many that you're going to get. And this is how you have to look at it. Like, Hollywood and all the shit that we have, we've talked about this. It's like it's waves, and you just ride a wave. She rode that fucking Manhattan Love Story.
She's on Guy Code or Girl Code. She's doing fine.
No one's hurting over there. She's fine.
Yeah, but I remember when you were in that show with Mo and Natasha and the guy from The Simpsons.
Hank Azaria.
Yeah. Everyone knew it was going to get canceled at some point. You're like, if it can just hold out the announcement till Monday, I make another paycheck.
Yeah.
If they just shoot one scene Monday, then I get this whole other paycheck. And he's like, who gives a? It's canceled. It's gone.
No, you're right. You've always worked smart.
Yeah.
You work smart. I work retarded.
Yeah. We can talk about that, too. But congratulations on everything. This is exciting.
Thanks, dude.
It's very sad. I didn't mean to pop in and interrupt.
No, it's okay. No, what did you think about the Super Bowl, man?
I thought it was fantastic. San Francisco 49er fan.
I was thrilled
to watch the Seahawks. Now, for people I heard at the gym talking about a Marshall Lynch conspiracy.
No,
we were talking about that too.
Ridiculous. Yes. How could the NFL control something that play calling on the side? Like they don't have that level of control. That's
45 seconds after a launched pass got them right down there. It's just no way. And they ran it on first down.
From the NFL, they were talking that the powers that be, and again, this is ridiculous, that Pete Carroll and all them wanted Russell Wilson to get the MVP and not Marshawn Lynch.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I agree. It's
that's
totally
insane. Well, if we remember Niner fans, we threw four consecutive passes to Michael Crabtree in the end zone and lost to the Baltimore Ravens. And it was a similar score game. I forget exactly what the score was.
That was a good game.
We lost at the last second.
The lights
second.
Went out and you guys came back.
The lights went out. We came back and then lost. We did four fucking shitty play calls.
Yeah, I was like, what
when
is that?
When you have
that?
Colin Kaepernick and you just run his fucking
again,
ass.
Again, dude.
Yeah, man.
Hold the ball. If it's not there, then throw it or chuck it out of bounds.
But I just hate Seattle and I hate Seattle fans and I never go there. I won't go to the parlor. I won't go.
Really?
You won't play Seattle because you hate
that. I will not go to Seattle.
Seattle is your – my Fresno is your –
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to be there in 2 weeks in New Downtown Parlor.
I'll never go to Fresno.
You'll never go to Fresno?
You're going where?
Minus Stockton. I'm going to Seattle, the Downtown Parlor, in like 2 weeks.
There's a new parlor.
Yeah, the downtown. I'm doing that one. Downtown you won't go there.
I will not go.
Because of you hate sports Seattle. Stuff?
Well, what's that?
Just sports stuff?
Yeah, I don't like those people.
That's how you're with Miami. I won't go to Miami.
Oh, Miami sucks for comedy anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody wants
Miami improv major to offer. Is it 50,000? Otherwise,
they had
no
the vent. right there in the middle of the stage?
Miami Improv, it was a U-shaped audience. So you were looking at people in both sides. I'm trying to describe it. I remember I had a Coke dealer named Tito with white contact lenses, and he had a grill. And he had cornrows all at the same time. That combo was so fucking scary.
Yeah.
So he was hosting an event. So I'm doing stand-up. He's walking around making sure, are you okay? Everybody okay over here? Okay.
Really?
Yeah. And then they said, they told me before, don't fuck. Yeah, that's a local Coke dealer. He's scary. Wow. And I go, he's got white contacts. Of course he's fucking scary. But these guys know me. I snap. I can't take it. So after a half hour, how's everybody doing over here? I don't like that. I fucking go, hey, Tito, I understand you're popular here. And I understand you come a lot and you're a regular, but you got to sit the fuck down. You're driving me fucking crazy. So then those assholes at the Coconut Grove Improv leave me to sell CDs by myself.
After
confronting the Coke dealer.
And not having to leave.
Fucking, yeah.
They're like, you're just passing through. We live here.
Yeah. And then I'm standing there, and he goes, you have insulted me in front of my friends.
Oh, my God.
Yep, and just comes up to me, takes out a wad of hundreds. And he goes, I go, you know what, Tito? Let me tell you this. I go, you insulted
me. That's so funny, dude.
You insulted me?
You insulted me. And I go, I'm up here. This is my job. And you came into my job, and you shit on my job. And you're like, I don't, you know, and it's one of those things where you insult me, and this is what I do. Like that, and we looked at each other, and I looked at him, I'm not going to fucking back down. Fuck you. Like, I'll die here right now in front of my CDs.
Fucking Mal Madrid. In front of my CDs. With a thin jewel case.
Yeah.
Those CDs would have sold like hotcakes.
Digipack.
Oh, Digipack back then? Okay.
So I fucking looked at him like, and he knew it. And I was like, I'm sure you got boys somewhere we're hanging out over there. And so it's all going to go down. And he looked at me, and he knew it was real. And he took out his wad, and he threw like $300 on the CD table and took like two CDs. And looked at me, and I had no words were exchanged after I said, you insulted me. And fucking, it took us $300. Fuck you.
You went immigrant on the immigrant.
Yeah, you got it. Wow. That's the only way to do is match it up.
Third world honor on him. You insulted me. I assaulted you. You fucking asshole.
I want to see. This is a great setup. Have Al Madrigal on a stage. And it's, you don't know, it's just a show, and then it's real dark stage, and you hear somebody fucking talking in the back, and they just don't stop. And then the reveal is, we got Greg Fitzsimmons on a stage over here, but it's so dark, and you're hearing each other fucking
talk. I've been
hearing
a lot about me and Fitzsimmons lately,
and
just
then
because
you
we're
start
buddies.
Rushing each other.
Yeah.
I'll fucking kill you, shut the fuck up, and just...
He calls me crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're because you are. And so he's not wrong. Just because he's crazy doesn't mean he's wrong about you being crazy.
Shit. So, yeah.
Why? Does he go crazy on hecklers?
Hecklers? Dude, if somebody tells him at a fucking parking lot you can't park there, he fights them. He'll fight somebody for parking on the line or shit. Yeah, swinging fights.
Oh, see, I've never been in a fight in my entire life.
You use Jedi tricks.
Have you
been punched?
No, the closest I've been was in San Francisco. I was in a Mexican restaurant, and some drunk fucking asshole fell at my feet. Some druggie walks in. I'm sitting with the cast from About a Boy, and there's four of us at a table.
Oh,
it's late
this
night,
is recently.
And this guy fucking falls down on my feet, and then he gets up, and he tries to fist bump me. And I'm eating, and I'm a germaphobe a little bit, and he goes, and I leave him hanging. I go, I'm not touching your fucking hand. Get out of here.
You're so funny.
And he goes, what? Like, what? He tries to get up in my face, and I just put my hand on my Negro Modelo like that. I grab it backwards. Yeah, like that. And I
swinging
go,
way.
Get the fuck out of here. And it's just, he looked at me in the eyes, and he knew that the next thing that was going to happen is I was going to jump up and hit him in the fucking face with that beer. And he knew that's what was going to happen. Like, I made it very clear. I go, leave now.
Yeah.
If, you know, if he had called me bluff, I would have fucking, I was so
Jay
pissed.
Jay Larson's never been in a fight, ever.
Talks have a
you,
lot of shit.
Have Jay you Larson. Ever been punched in the face?
Yeah, a long time ago. Like
but
high
you know,
school.
I never have had any, like, I've gotten in arguments with a lot of people. Constantly. But I've never been in a fight.
I get a lot of threats.
No, I don't know if I've ever
They've come on stage really? With you, right?
I had one guy get on stage.
I've had that happen to me. Throw drinks at me, come on stage, throw fucking chairs at me. I had a guy slap me off stage and we beat the fuck out of him.
Everyone. I didn't know you were such a badass. Those are badass stories.
I'm not a badass. No, I mean, I'm just
kind of
badass.
He's a father. He has a family. He should be acting that way.
I don't want to get into it finds me.
That's a line from the Hulk. Yeah.
You know who's great at dealing with fights, even though he got in a weird one? Steve Byrne. I've seen Steve Byrne make people look stupid. Like this guy, because you go to Miami, they just walk around looking for fights.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
just a bunch Coke of young behavior. Bulls full of testosterone. And he's like, we go to this taco shop, and he's like, this guy just walks up, goes, hey, what's up? He's like, dude, get out of my way. I'm going to fight you. And he goes, you want to fight me? He's like, yeah. You want to? He goes, you want to fight me? He's like, yeah. He's like, say it again. I want to fight you. Say it again. I want to fight you. And he does this like five times. And the guy goes, Steve goes, don't you sound retarded saying that over and over again? The guy goes, yeah, and starts laughing and just walks off. It's like the most Jedi shit I've ever seen in my life.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
That's like taking his gun, taking the bolts, giving back the gun.
What are you guys going to do now that football is over? Because I was talking to another guy in the gym today. And he goes, yeah, I guess me and my wife are going to go bike riding now every Sunday. He goes, and I'm like, just on picnics and doing all the shit that you don't want. And like Sundays are free.
Yeah.
Sundays
weird.
Are free.
I don't know, dude.
I actually like football Sundays. That's when I usually upload my podcast and like equalize it and do the intro and shit. So I can do over like 6 hours, I can do it, you know?
I got an NFL ticket. I was watching everything. I put on Red Zone. And
well, I love NBA. I mean, we haven't got – do you got to go right now?
No, no. I mean, I do have to head soon. I got to do a call at 2 o'clock. What time is it now?
It's 1:34.
Right. I'm leaving at 2.
We'll talk 10 minutes of basketball.
All right. So I'm a big fan of the – the
nobody hates the Golden State Warriors.
I hate all the white guys on the Golden State Warriors.
I like
Steph Curry. I hate David Lee. Fuck Andrew Bogut. Go on with your story.
Fuck Andrew Bogut.
Yeah.
Andrew Bogut's great.
I hate him,
he's fantastic.
That guy's a warrior, always been a warrior. My favorite Andrew Bogut play was when he was in Milwaukee. I probably said it on here before. And the team had just given up. Just given up. It was like 60 games of the season. Goes to the foul line, hits a shot. Puts his hands out.
Nobody high fives him.
He looks around. Nobody even moves. So he just high fives the air up on both sides and down on both sides to get the ball back.
Because he's just hilarious.
Yeah.
He's heckling. I watch everything. I watch press conferences. I watch just everything that this team is putting out. And he's fucking hilarious. You'd love him if he was on your team.
Of course. But he's not. And he's on my rival. And he just is a cheap shot artist. And I can't stand
if DeAndre Jordan can't play physical basketball, then maybe we're looking at a center. I mean,
let's see how the second half goes for you, buddy. You got a lot of back to backs.
We're on the road. We only have two games at home in February.
And more than 2 days off between games from here to the rest of the season.
Well, I think what Steve Kerr did is he did something really smart. Is he saw what San Antonio has done
resting
recently,
people.
And a lot of people are doing this. If you notice that Cleveland is going to start doing it, is that it's only about the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I don't give a shit if we're this. I prefer to be the third seed.
Why?
Please,
third is the same as second. Pretty much the same as second.
You still are going to have, like, look. You're going to, in that first round, when it really does matter, like, and just to power through that and be done early, like, we're going to come in strong and just start shutting people down. And your home court advantage, whatever it is, like, it's not going to fucking matter.
Home court only matters if you go 7.
Yeah.
It's really the only time it matters. And most series don't go 7.
In this West is a big, I've told you this before, I've never seen a conference this deep before. I look at the Pelicans.
New Orleans is out right now.
Beat the Hawks last night.
That's right.
They beat the Hawks. They beat us. I mean, that they're legit.
And they're going to miss the playoffs.
Call the Pelicans.
That's a crow.
No, it's a really high pitch. Like it's like.
Do you think the Thunder make the playoffs?
That's what I think. The Thunder are going to make the playoffs.
And they'll probably take you guys on though, right?
Fine.
Are you guys not nervous?
Thunder's a good team.
That
where are they going to be?
James Harden trade or just them being cheap is going to ruin that. They're going to have to dismantle that entire team. That's what people are talking
James
about.
James Harden over the – really? Yeah,
they got James Harden. They got rid of James Harden because they didn't want to pony up the money for another third player.
But who did they get out of it? Up. Who did they get from it? Nobody? Who did they get from that?
They actually got Lamb. from
and he was supposed to be the replacement, and he's garbage.
He's not even barely even playing now.
Yeah. And so Ibaka scares me because
Ibaka's a lot better than people think.
He can shoot three, but Perkins is a joke. Like, he's not doing anything for anybody. He's just a body in there at this
Steven
point.
Steven Adams is legit, dude.
Yeah. He's scarier.
You right? can't have a bunch of 20-point.
Is that Pelican Sounds?
It was.
Are you doing Pelican Sounds, or are you trying to show where the Pelicans eat everything?
It's like a rooster.
Yeah, what's your finals in the NBA?
I mean, it's got to be. I think Cleveland, because some of those
11
trades,
straight.
Mozgov or whatever that it, Russian.
Mozgov.
Yeah,
and J.R. Smith.
They won 11
Shumper.
In a row. They're finally like coming together.
Well, you knew they were going to.
They knew they were going
to. You
can't
throw people
that
together.
That Mozgov trade was brilliant.
Was big.
Yeah, that was a huge
one. Yeah, because both of those picks that they sent are protected.
Sure.
It's like it's going to be a long time to you actually see those picks.
I still can't. I haven't watched a lot of Atlanta Hawks basketball, but it's very difficult for me to.
Well, the Hawks, them and Toronto, like, come on, man.
Well, they're the European NBA, which is what San Antonio's been doing a lot, where it's not like about stars. It's about, you know, not having a $25 million a year player, but having a bunch of $5 to $10 million players, so you have a deeper bench, which is good and bad. You know, it's bad when you don't have a go-to guy.
But your bench, and this, correct me if I'm wrong, the bench does not matter. The bench gets you through the season.
Yeah.
And then that those badass starters.
Then you tighten your rotation.
You need one player off the bench.
In the playoffs.
You need one player off the bench, maybe two.
Yeah. Because right now we're putting Leandro Barbosa in there, and he's doing okay.
Yeah, I like that pickup. That's
Barbosa's good. He'll always hit you with assists. He'll play fundamental basketball.
Yeah, he's got that little scoop shot.
French style.
Dude. But your bench is deep.
It'll be very interesting. I think that, you know, the Clippers are legit.
Shut up. No way.
What?
The Clippers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing
what
great.
Are they, the seventh
seed
now?
We have the number one offensive efficiency team in the NBA. We're number three in scoring.
Why are they?
Because our defense is bad, but we're...
But so I can just imagine Warriors, Memphis, and the Clips are.
That's it.
Yeah, that's in the
and
West.
And it's just like. It's
and then you have San Antonio that you can't count because they're just.
I think
just,
this is the year they fall off only because this would be a third trip to the finals and they're notorious for not doing that.
And they're just old men.
But they're still playing well, right?
Yeah. And then what about in the East? Let's have some punch drunk predictions right now for the East. You have the Hawks, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then Toronto, maybe. And
Toronto, I believe it.
Washington,
I don't believe in Toronto.
DC is a good team.
DC could do it. And I liked it. I've been a long-time sympathizer.
I've said it before, and I'll say again.
The Bullets.
I think the Cavs, once they figure everything out.
11 straight, and they're still in fifth.
And it's going to be hard for them to.
3.5 behind second.
It's going to be hard for them to beat.
Well, they're not catching Atlanta.
Nobody's going to take. But I still think they could beat Atlanta.
Yeah,
they, of course. They should beat Atlanta.
Atlanta just
LA Clippers are fifth right now. That's a tight West.
No, it's Popovich disciples, right?
Yeah. 2 days ago, we were number three in the West. That's how it goes. You lose one, boom, you could drop. I mean, you guys are way ahead of everybody.
3, 4, 5, 6 are all right there together.
Well, Houston's got a loss.
That's
with
amazing
Howard.
That even Memphis is kind of like. So
where's Houston ranked right now?
Houston is down. They're at 5.5 games back. But Clippers, Portland, and Houston are all neck and neck. It's like one game. You're right. You switch as you're just all the way to the bottom.
That's a lot of basketball left to play. I mean, some of those teams could not make the playoffs, possibly. One of those teams could be like
Houston. Well, then you have New Orleans and Oklahoma City. Everyone's convinced that Phoenix is going to drop off, but they haven't been.
Phoenix is not.
That pickup of Brandon Wright was a great pickup for them.
Yeah.
But I still don't think they're going to – I just don't think they have –
New Orleans is coming on.
New Orleans is coming on. They're starting, but they have nobody – they have Ryan Anderson and they have fucking the big
Davis.
Man. Davis.
Let me ask you something.
But like Tyreek Evans and fucking Gordon, they're not going to do it.
Would you make a trade of your draft pick and your Drew Holiday and maybe one other guy for Derrick Rhodes?
Who, the Hornets? The Pelicans?
Yeah, the Pelicans.
Say it again. Our trap pick this year.
Your pick this year.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday and maybe one other player for Derrick Rose.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I think that would be great for both teams because I think Derrick Rose needs a new environment. And I think
matching
as great as Anthony
up.
Davis is, he's a 1B. You need a 1A guy. They're like, let's 2 minutes of the game. We need somebody who can get to the hole.
And yeah, he's an all. He's a he's. Davis will get you through the first like 45 minutes of the game.
Who's going to start in the All-Star game? Steve Kerr is probably going to start Harden in Kobe's spot.
Yeah,
you got to.
Yeah,
I would love Oklahoma City's going to come back
Ball,
and make the playoffs. Right?
I think it's going to be Harden.
And then where were you when you were watching Klay Thompson's 37-point third quarter?
I was at the Ice House. Jesus Christ, I was not watching.
It was amazing.
And
I told you last year that I thought your team had the best starting five I've ever seen in my life.
And also, did you, I mean, as, I would just say, like, does any part of you, so you hate the Lakers, you're not like, because now Laker fans.
Fuck the Lakers.
Laker fans are rooting for Klay Thompson because of Michael Thompson. You see like how that's working out. It's very interesting.
I don't like the Lakers. I just think that they're going to, I mean, dude, if they can get a top three pick and they can get someone like.
Lakers
could get that. Point guard that went to China who was supposed
they
to
They lose
for...
their pick if they pick after five.
Right.
So that means if they're fifth, somebody's going to leap them. Somebody's going to leapfrog them. That'll give them six, and they won't get the draft pick.
I think the NBA will do whatever they can.
Right now, they're
that
fourth.
Pick.
They're fourth worst.
I think they're going to get the third pick. I think the Knicks are going to get Okafor from Duke because he's perfect for Phil Jackson's offense. I think Minnesota will get the second pick, and they're going to take Towns from Kentucky. And I think the third pick will go to the Lakers, and they're going to get that 6'6" point guard who went to China who's supposed to pay for SMU and Larry Brown. You got him, and he got the kid that got hurt
that
they drafted this year, and you got cap room. Kobe may retire, and they'll do the flex five, which is pay that $25 million over 5 years.
I still think he should be tried for that rape.
He loves that material.
Sweep that under the rug.
Lakers could be good fast.
Yeah,
with these two.
Sure.
With Randall.
Fuck the Lakers. We're not even talking about them because they're terrible. So we're not even talking about them because they're an irrelevant franchise. Let's
think
move
the
on
Western
to relevant
Conference
franchises.
Is going to be Clippers versus Warriors.
Well, here's the deal. My number one stat on power in terms of sports, like actual, like not just like record, is point differential. And right now, the Clippers are number two behind Golden State.
Oh, Golden State. So you go to the 538 and look at the numbers. It's looking pretty good.
We go to your house. You house us. You come to our house, we house you. It's
37
like
and 8,
weird
bro.
Thing, man.
Well, also you played us without Bogut and without Festus Ezeli. Like, Festus Ezeli hasn't played since December 3rd or something
good
like
point.
That.
Oh, so.
Dude. I can't
wait.
Matt
was about to fight you.
My prediction, Clippers, Cavs. I'm going to stick with my preseason.
You
got to
stick
Cavs.
With that. I'll go Golden State. I felt
when
the
Doc
power.
Rivers, Doc Rivers played
New Orleans,
the Warriors.
If they
he
make
said
the
that
playoffs.
Team would sweep us immediately.
But we're gonna, we're gonna make some big pickups in our final.
Jamal Crawford doesn't have a great game. You guys lose. That's how it's all gonna go every single game. Jamal, can you live or die by Crawford?
Dude, get the fuck off my show.
I'm going all right, DC,
dude.
New
I love
Orleans.
You. Thanks
DC,
for coming by, Al. Always a pleasure. Al Magical, creator, overlord of all things comedy. You can see him on NBC's. Wow, so many famous people on our show. NBC's About a Boy.
About a Boy.
I mean, we've had a ton of people call in.
I mean, when I tell you I have to pee, it's such an understatement of how bad I got to pee.
Me too.
Okay. Do you want to go pee now?
No, because we're like, I got to leave in fucking 9 minutes. That's probably the driver.
Do you want to leave in a couple seconds? We can end it early, dude.
No,
I mean, it's America.
Sucks.
We're allowed to.
Guys can be thanks, on it.
Thanks for everything.
Maybe I'll just run down so I don't ruin my Conan pants and then run right back.
If you want to do that, you can.
Okay.
We'll talk about what Benji's got going on in his life.
We can talk Dodgers. That's the only way you'll get sports
out of
me.
Let's talk Dodgers. Baseball. I was listening to 570, and they're like, yeah, pitchers, catchers in 3 weeks. I'm like, already baseball. A lot of Dodger changes. A lot of the new GM comes in, makes some changes, trades some players. Do you like the offseason trades?
I'm happy because it's a big change. So I don't know if it'll work. But if it works, I think I'm happy with it. I think what he tried to do was sort of get out all the riffraff. Didn't re-sign Hanley, got rid of Kemp, got rid of Brian Wilson.
Do you have a problem with any of those moves?
I don't, because it was a very decisive move. And if it works, he's a genius. And if it doesn't, it's like you deflated our offense. How did you think this would work out?
Well, he shores up our middle, which our infield, with our second baseman and our shortstop, because that was a really weak defensively. We were very weak there.
Yes.
Kemp and Hanley. I'm going to miss Kemp a little bit. I feel like he's kind of coming back from his injuries. Hanley's great, but he's just always injured, and it's just like I don't think you can count on him.
You can't count on him.
If you're Sean Kemp, if you're Matt Kemp, like, do you really hate that you're in San Diego? I mean, I can't. I mean, I'm making tons of cash, and I'm in a I consider one of the greatest cities in the country.
I think he's happy. I think he was frustrated on the Dodgers that he wasn't an everyday for sure starter, and I think he's happy. Because, yeah, San Diego's a pretty good place to live, and they added a lot of people this year, and they can contend as well.
The chicks aren't famous down there, but they are as hot as famous chicks.
Yes, oh, they are. Gorgeous. Absolutely. Right? That's a good way to put it.
So it's like I don't feel there's – I think you get all the perks of hot and none of the negative of fame. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to have a great time.
So I like the – I mean, we got a decent picture. We signed – who did we sign from the Yankees? I don't know his exact name, but we signed a pitcher.
Oh, McCarthy, right?
Yeah. And yeah, the whole key is – and I know the Dodgers had the highest payroll out there, but I think that kind of went down. And I don't think we need to buy every guy. I don't think that is what makes a great team. I think – you know, Isaiah Thomas used to say this about basketball. You know, it's not about – you know, your players, it's about how they get along. Chemistry is the most important thing to team sports. If guys like each other and they got each other's back, they're going to play harder. If nobody gets along, you could see it on the field.
I think that's what the team was missing, and I think it showed in Puig. Is like I said, you had these sort of loose personalities who didn't always seem like they were taking it seriously, and then you have this young guy who doesn't know the game in Puig who's just raw talent, and I think he was feeding into like a lot of the ego and a lot of the guys not – being team players, and I think that was what was sort of retarding his development.
Are you happy they kept Puig?
I'm happy they kept Puig. You know, he kind of fizzled out towards the end of the last season, but he's so talented and good, and he's still really young. And
I love Puig. I love having Puig on the team.
I think you need him on the team. I think once he figures out his thing, he's a guy you want to have.
Yeah, and I think it's sometimes like eventually, like, you know, we forget these. I mean, he's not like super young. He's like 24, which,
right.
You know, my age, that's still super young. But, you know, it's like it's very hard to tell these guys who are like when we were 24, you know, and we were doing dumb shit. But on top of that, you throw millions of dollars at them. So it's like it's really hard to be like, stop doing that. And some people can handle it. Some people can't. I mean, you got to think about where he came from and where he is. I mean, you go from Cuba, nobody's got any money, to all the money in the world, of course you're going to go crazy.
Yeah. I think you get a lot of mixed messages, too, because sometimes he'll go for that ball and dive, and it's not the right thing, but it works out, and then sometimes it doesn't. When it works out, you tell him he's great. When it doesn't work out, you tell him you're playing the game wrong.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think if you launch a like, fucking three-pointer from 7 feet past the arc, you're like, what are you doing? I went in.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know.
So
Yankees.
I don't think the problem –
Let's Yankees talk suck. A-Rod. I mean – like, it's so, I know this is crazy.
The fact they're saying, like, well, we're trying to get out of paying you your bonuses because if you break these, like, home run marks, if you're a Yankee, we're trying to get out of it now because of all the steroids. Like, you don't get out of it.
I know it's, like, a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
Just pay him. Go, here's your money.
Get out of
here.
Go
away.
Exactly.
We don't need you. You can go play anybody else. Well, you are
honestly,
you are
at this point, you're better off just having a league minimum third baseman that can play. Just get somebody in the draft and say, you're starting.
Here's your 30
without,
mil.
With output. Exactly.
Go
get
away.
Rid of A-Rod. Get rid of the fucking headache. And you're only going to cost you like another $300,000 a year to get some guy to play that position.
And the cap rooms open up too, right?
If they cut him?
There's no cap.
I don't know.
No.
There's no cap. There's luxury tax. They never care about that.
Okay.
But
it's
a total money.
Anyway.
They're like, we don't want to waste that money. It's like, well, it's wasted.
Yeah.
It's already wasted.
Opportunity cost.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like, just add a little bit extra and get a guy who's just as productive. He doesn't have any production.
Or you play a young guy and develop a young guy.
He hits like 230. What did he hit? What was he hitting last year before he went out?
He was hitting. I mean, dude, he was signing baseballs and hitting on chicks. That's what he was hitting.
Yeah,
he's
done. He's done.
I kind of wouldn't be too pissed if A-Rod went to the Dodgers.
If they gave us
a lot of money, if they paid a lot of his salary.
But he's not, dude.
He's still Alex Rodriguez. You never know.
Yeah, that's it. You still have that hope of like going, well, maybe he could launch one. And like that's what
I wouldn't want him, dude. I just think he brings
like, it ain't gonna
a
happen.
Fucking bunch of just baggage that's
you want to believe.
You know who wants him?
I kind of still
small
believe.
Market, like
right.
Maybe Kansas City. You got people who come out to see him, whether
right,
it's good
right,
or bad.
Right.
You know, he'll sell some tickets.
I went to see him in Boston, his first game back from one of those like all the allegations.
And they booed him like crazy when he stood up.
I'm just not that. I mean, he's not perfect, but so much of baseball was doing drugs.
I know, that's the thing. Once he comes out now, it's like, oh, everybody did it?
Yeah, it's like, I think he's a pretty boy. He's got a big – this is what I notice happens to baseball players. If you've got a big personality and you do something wrong, they love to smush you.
Yeah.
If you're quiet and I did the wrong stuff, like they almost leave you alone, but – like, look at Barry Bonds. Look at A-Rod. It's like, if you have a personality and you operate outside the box in any way, everyone loves to come down on you harder.
Well, let
me also say something about Barry Bonds.
What?
My brother used to run a was a manager at a big hotel where all the pro teams stay. And they all stay there. Hockey, baseball, football, basketball. He said the nicest players were the hockey players. He goes... the second worst people, the New York Knicks. The worst guy on the planet, he said, Barry Bonds.
Right.
Really?
The worst guy.
Well, that's scientific.
You know? And it's just like he had to deal with them all the time.
Yeah.
Didn't make, you know, just had to have the biggest room in the hotel. And you know, and I'm not saying that sports writers are great. It's like this whole Marshawn Lynch. It's like, stop acting like you're important. He doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk to you.
Move on to other people.
Hey, I love what he's saying. He's like, why are you guys even here? I mean, is it – I've already told you I'm not going to say anything. So do you hate me?
Yeah.
So why are you here? He's like, look at you as individuals. I told you I don't want to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to you, and yet you still come. So what are you doing?
I totally agree with him. He's an I totally agree with him. And it's just so
respect
funny.
Respect his wishes. And they don't work for the NFL. Respect his wishes. The guy doesn't want to talk, so I won't be there to hear you talk.
We got a phone call, but I think we're going to end it a little early so Ari can get out of here.
One quick call.
One
quick call.
All right. We're going to take the call.
Same one from earlier.
Is Katie?
Oh, shit. Fuck.
No, it's not.
Who? Hello?
Who is it? Hello?
Hello. This is the brother of Ed Soros, Ned Soros, the translator. We have Anderson Silva on the line.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, why isn't Ed doing the translating?
Ed is sick today.
Oh. Right. Oh, thanks, Ned. Nice to meet you. I'm Ari.
Ned, thanks for calling.
I speak. My Brazilian is not great. My Portuguese, it's passable though. I think I can do it.
Yeah,
perfect.
Definitely Portuguese.
Perfect. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Anderson, congratulations on the big victory.
Hello, people. I'm drunk.
Thank you for calling in, Anderson. In my opinion, even though I'm from the 607, John Jones for life, I consider you the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And I'm really honored that you would call into our tiny little podcast.
He says, thank you very much. He is a big fan of Sam Tripoli's comedy the Punch Drunk podcast. And he congratulates Ari Shaffir on his recent success.
Oh, that's great. Anderson, you went and hugged John Jones after the fight. I can't quite even understand that. Do you care to comment on that?
Oh, boy, this is going to be a tough one. Anderson said yes. He agrees.
He agrees it was weird. Why did he do that?
Why did he do what was the question?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Can you tell us how he felt about his performance? And more importantly, let me ask another. What did he think of Nick Diaz's taunting?
Anderson said he's never seen a wild man like Nick Diaz in the octagon. The antics were off-putting at first, but then it served as a motivation.
Oh, to fight harder.
Anderson, you're going to fight again? You want Weidman? What do you want?
Yeah, what's his next move?
I like when he says the name.
He rolled that tongue.
He said he needs to consult his family on the decision. The leg feels pretty good, but at this point he thinks Weidman would probably whip him.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, honesty Anderson, from the so champ. Humble. So if you could fight anybody next, who would it be? A lot of people talking GSP.
Carter's out there.
Shoney Carter's out there. There's so many people for you to fight. Who would you like to fight next?
He said Shoney Carter, while a valued opponent probably would not make sense at this point in his career, he would consider GSP. He respects him very much, but he thinks again that he may whip him.
Oh, hey, so what do you think? You're going to retire?
Having trouble. Retirement?
Retirement.
Apparently, there's no word in Portuguese for retirement.
They work till they die.
Yeah,
so it's an Americanized word, retirement.
Anderson has no desire for retirement just yet.
Okay, final question, then we got to go because Ari's got to do
straight-laced answers from Anderson.
Yeah, Ari Shaffir is doing Conan tonight at 11 p.m. Anderson Silva, you're a big fan of Ari. Is there any joke you would like Ari to do on the show?
Ari Shaffir, Conan O'Brien, Anderson said he would like you to at least reference Joe Hogan one time for the UFC fans and for the fans around the world.
Anderson, just one quick question. Do not hang up. I'm not kidding. I was at your fight with Vitor Belfort. I was sitting in the cheap seats, and when you knocked him out, I was on acid. Me and Joey Diaz, Joey Karate, were on acid, and it was one of the coolest things I've ever been to. So I just want to thank you for that experience.
Anderson, Joey Coco Diaz, Karate, Ari Shaffir, He said it was an honor to entertain you while you were on acid. He's a huge fan of Joey Karate. He misses Jason Tebow, and he wishes the best for all of Punch Drunk Sports.
All right, thanks, Anderson.
Anderson Silva, congratulations. The greatest of all time. Thank you, guys. Thank you to all of our callers in. Thank you, Benji, for coming on.
Benji Aflalo, you have a Twitter address or anything people will know about?
At Benji Aflalo.
How do you spell that?
BENJIAFLALO.
That's all rocking right. As fuck.
Frank?
At Frank C. Comedy, FRANKCC.
Well, we didn't have time for the entire plug there, but
go to punchdrunksports.com. Check out the website. Tune in to Conan O'Brien tonight. Tune into This Is Not Happening, 12:30.
12:30 Thursdays, and a live show this Tuesday at the Improv at 8.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Take care, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Punch Drunk.